Yeah, dude, this is one of those. This is like the thing you work for in your head. You're like, I'm going to have a house like this.
Yeah.
It's going to be multiple stories and trees and privacy.
And that's it. And yeah. And an internet.
And then now you have that. Yep. So now what?
Good night, everyone.
Thank you for yourself. Yeah.
I got it. It's
good
over.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much. Yeah. Being here makes me happy. Being with
you. You're
going to
get so fucking fat, dude.
Bro, let me tell you.
You're going to be fucking soprano fat in no time. I'm Ari Shaffir, and you're listening to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast. Easy, light sounds of smooth jazz and smooth talk with me, your host, Ari David Shaffir. Guys, today's episode, I have Steve Renazzisi and Nick Youssef on. The excuse was for Nick to promote a taping of his new stand-up comedy special. So we're like, why don't we do it with Steve? Old buddies from the Comedy Store from years ago. And I had a good idea. Why don't we do it from inside the pool at Steve's house, and we'll call it Drowning with Sorrow, and we'll just talk about chicks that have hurt us, you know, in our high school years or way, way over. And then the sun kind of went over the horizon, and we just didn't do that. We had already gone swimming, and that was done. So best laid plans go to shit. So we just shot the shit. We sat in Steve's backyard, and it was fucking gorgeous. Hey, dude, when you live in New York, you just don't get any. Even that's considered nature. You could hear the buzz come in. If you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/AriShaffir, you can see the fucking sun setting in there as we're talking. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere else, well, then you don't get that, and you won't see any loss of quality as we go further in. It did come up whether or not Steve Renazzisi is going to hit 300 pounds at some point in his future, and I stand by the fact that he will. A couple announcements to make. I got stand-up shows coming. Me and Big J in Las Vegas, Nevada. Myself and Big J Oakerson, September 21st, Las Vegas, Nevada. Limited tickets for that. So September 21st is a last-minute ad. We will not be adding a second day. It's a Wednesday, September 21st, Las Vegas, Nevada. Me and Big J Oakerson. Get tickets now at AriShaffir.com. Also, I got Philadelphia in October at Helium. Portland in November, also at Helium. And Dallas, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, with Reggie Conquest opening. Tickets are available at AriShaffir.com. I do have one announcement, and it's that Shroom Fest is coming, right? September 10th, 11th, and 12th this year, right at the end of the summer. Latest it's ever been. Right at the end of the summer, September 10th, 11th, and 12th. You know what Shroom Fest is? It's an international, interplanetary celebration of the all things shrooms. All you got to do to participate, wherever you are, is take mushrooms. That's it. And I have an artist friend, Abracadaver, on Instagram, who makes a Shroom Fest shirt every year. For the last like 4 or 5 years. All proceeds go to the artists, and the artist gives 10% of the proceeds to MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association of Psychedelic Studies. Oh, I think that's right off the top of my head. Lee Nguyen, and he's made a fucking great t-shirt this year for the 2022 Shroom Fest. It's a great one. It's fucking cool with a keyhole to unlock your fucking mind. Order right now. It's available at arishafir.com. I'll put a link up on my Instagram. Should be available today. It's cool. I've gotten every other one. The deal is, or do it now. We'll try to get the orders out before, so you can have it before Shroom Fest. Don't wear them on Shroom Fest. The deal is, if you participated in Shroom Fest, you are eligible to buy a shirt. So if after Shroom Fest you're like, oh, I did participate, it's number 10th, 11th, and or 12th, you found yourself having been on mushrooms, then go ahead and order one and wear it with pride. If you have to celebrate Shroom Fest late or early for some reason, go ahead. You earned yourself a t-shirt. Again, this is just for you to fucking mark your day. This is not a moneymaker for me. It's fun. Shroom Fest shirts, they're great. At Abracadaver on Instagram, he'll have them up. I have them up at Ari Shaffir on Instagram and on my website, arishaffir.com. All right, guys, let's start the episode. Myself, Nick Youssef, and Steve Renazzisi, two of my oldest friends from the comedy store, sitting in the back of Steve's fucking sick house that the league bought him, and just fucking shooting the shit. Cheese Parmazzisi and the fucking terrorist. Ari Shaffir's Skeptic, episode 482. Backyard Blues. I wish I had one. That's why. Because I wish I had one. It's fucking... I get it. Sit down. Backyard Blows with Steve Renazzisi and Nick Youssef. Starts now.
Oh, I thank God it's summer.
Not a summer.
Because it feels so good to be outside.
Yeah.
And the music sounds like heaven.
Yeah.
Made me want to grab a towel and clean my ride. First I'ma throw something on the grill, and then mingle with the girls. And I wish that they could feel this celebration.
I wish.
All around the world. Hey, it's a backyard party. Oh.
What a fun day. First of all, this podcast is brought to you by Renazzisi's wife, who always brings the bomb snacks.
Yes.
Is this in your way? Did you check this with anything? Or is this probably in the middle of your shot? I'm going to move this.
Yeah, maybe move that one.
Just because that.
Okay, that's fair. I was like, maybe.
Look at it, and it's probably...
I did not look at it. Not only the round chocolate chip cookies, the oval dunkers.
Yeah, those are Trader Joe's specials. Those are the dunkers. They have the coated milk chocolate on one side, and the other half is like a... chocolate chip cookie, but it's shaped like a surfboard.
So you can dunk.
So you dunk it into whatever substance you like dunk it into.
It's hard.
Milk, cocaine.
Yum.
Whatever you want.
Liquid cocaine?
It would have to be liquid cocaine.
Yeah.
Do they make that?
Or you could dust it. It would be like...
Dusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you just kind
of... What was the one shitty cereal that was on one side was white while the other side was bran?
Waste of money cereal?
Wait, I know what you're talking about. Was it grams and like half it was like supposed to be healthy for you, like oat.
The
other half had like a coating of sugar.
The commercials were like, hey, you can be healthy, but also still get some. Like,
also enjoy your life. Have a fun and fantastic life.
That's in the same thing. It's still
it's the same commercial for denture cream.
Like,
you can have your life and still be old.
Yeah. Or Selsun Blue, the shampoo.
What was it? Wheat Thins? No.
Oats.
No, it
oats,
was.
Fucking. Someone will know, and they're already yelling
shredded
it.
Honey shredded wheats.
I never ate cereal, so I don't know. I was a
you
well,
ate
no,
cereal?
I well, honey Cheerios. That was it.
Okay.
And if you try
He's
to slip
Italian,
in the regular,
his mom made up spaghetti in the morning.
Dude, we ate a bagel on the way to school,
breakfast.
But sometimes the Honey Nut. And if you try to put the regular Cheerios, like the ones that taste like like
cardboard,
yeah, like the regular, like the good, better ones,
the better
for you,
ones. Yeah.
Then it was like, and then she put banana in it sometimes.
Banana's not bad.
Yeah,
wait,
slice up a banana.
Sugar? What the fuck,
dude?
Right.
It was like, hold
we're gonna go past it. Yeah, Steve, look. Well,
yeah, I'm gonna be your fucking info bitch.
Shredded wheat thins?
No.
Siri, what did shredded wheat thins look like?
This is a fake Siri.
I say your name still.
Fuck! I took on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Triscuits.
Shredded.
Sugar smacks.
Watch, it's not even going to have the word shredded in it. That's always how it's
Siri,
works.
What was the name of the cereal where one side was like disgusting oats,
you could
but
have
the other
life.
Side was like delicious sort of glazed deliciousness?
You lived well, but then also like you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah.
Like Michelob Ultra of cereal.
Yeah, like it was
seriously.
Like good, but like kind of like it was decent for you.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's calling someone named Siri. He's like, yeah, and then we also...
Quaker Oats.
No.
That's not it.
That's the company.
You said it so confidently because you refuse to think it through. So you're like, it's Quaker Oats. I've heard of that. That's the thing I've heard.
She did
of.
It. I thought for the first time in a lifetime she did it. She finally figured out exactly what the hell I was talking about.
Wait, no. Shredded.
Shredded wheat, dude. Shredded we already did that
wheats?
One.
Mini wheats.
Mini
is
wheat
mini
shreds.
Mini wheats in there? Hold on.
Mini wheats. Look at mini wheats.
Frosted mini wheats. That feels right. Frosted mini
Here we
wheats.
Go.
It's got to be
Wikipedia.
The more you say it, the more it is it.
And it is definitely mini waxed. Yes, that was it.
Frosted mini wheats. Yes!
They're not shredded. Frosted mini wheats. Count it.
Yeah, see? The word you think is in there.
Kellogg's Frosted mini wheats. Whole grain cereal with milk. Half of them was like coated in what was now known to be cocaine.
Yeah.
So. Cool.
That's where all that ADD came from in the 90s.
What did you guys get? What were you jealous of in other people's pantries? The butlers always had Twizzlers, which was like.
Did you say butlers?
Butlers?
Not our butlers.
Last you went to other people's houses where they literally had butlers?
I've never seen a butler.
No, I never went to a. And no. I grew up like upper middle class. I assume.
A butler. No,
like,
that's Veronica.
Even where
that's
we
Veronica
are right now, we
Archie's.
Don't have a butler.
No.
Yeah. You went to people's houses with butlers?
Their last name was Butler, like Karan.
Oh.
It was Karan Butler's 10-4. Dad.
Got it. Okay.
We grew up playing with Karan. For a while,
yeah,
it was better
I didn't
than
know,
him.
Like sometimes you go to people's houses where there's like servants or like
life,
people that
yeah.
work there. They're,
Can you imagine?
What was I jealous of that they had?
Yeah.
Or like live-in maids or
what
whatever.
What did you not have? You know
dude,
what I mean? That you're like,
oh,
the fucking,
dude. My
what's
parents,
it called to have this?
We fat.
Only have
we
regular.
Fat. We had boxes of Entenmann's at all times.
Those were good.
We had.
Kosher.
Chips, any kind of chip you wanted at all time.
We had every once in a while
ice
we'd
cream,
be allowed
we did
to get
it.
Lucky Charms or something with like real crazy sugar.
Yeah.
But
did you guys ever get strawberry milk?
No,
because
no,
I
strawberry
wasn't really...
Yoo-Hoo?
Yeah, like the Quicks.
Nestle Quicks.
Nestle Quick. And they had once chocolate milk, regular milk, or then they did strawberry milk, which was like poison.
It was the best.
Yeah, I had the chocolate milk.
And that's where you topped off?
Yeah, I was like, chocolate. I tried the strawberry, but it was like Neapolitan shake.
I took a sip of it and was like,
it tasted, it was like flat. Flat Neapolitan shake. Yeah. Without
you know,
the
it used to
ice
make
cream.
Me want to vomit. It would make me gag when I was tequila. A kid smelling tequila.
You drank early, dude.
Yeah, I was like 12 when I first
what?
Drank. Yeah. First time I got drunk, I was walking down the street with a friend. We were carrying 40s of Mickey's and Old E.
At how old?
We're like 12.
Who gave you those?
His older brother. We gave him like $2.
Wow. Because
they were $2 each, like a 40.
And he had no qualms about buying anyone.
Didn't
wait,
care.
Wait, a phrase
at
in
all.
That word, or you still managed to pull it out?
Qualms.
Yeah. Qualms. You paused because you had to rethink it.
Well, because I didn't
You're
know like, if it was qualm or qualms.
Is the L silent? Yeah.
Is the S silent? Qualm.
Qualms. Qualms.
You got it, though. You did pull
Ray
it out.
Qualm.
So he had no Ray qualms about it?
Ray qualms about
no
it.
No Ray qualms about it. He was more annoyed that his brother kept bugging him to do it by a certain time. Because we're like, we have school tomorrow, dude. He's like, when are you coming home? He was calling him at his girlfriend's house.
You did it on a school night?
Yeah. Because it was like 5 p.m. So we're like, yeah, we'll just get these 40s and then we'll drink them. And then we'll just like walk around and see what happens.
At 12, what's your future going to be like? Do you have a 401k?
I don't even know how to get one of those.
It tracks.
I didn't think about doing that till I was like in my late 20s where I could do, like where I had like a life.
Drinking on a school
like,
night?
No, well, not even that, but like it's a Wednesday, let's do hallucinogenics or like whatever and like walk around and explore. You were 12 years old and you were like, hey,
it's a good life.
I'm going to get fucked up and let's walk around and see what's what.
We didn't know what it would do to us. We're like, well, how much of this do we need? We're like, well, $2 will get us a lot. We'll just kind of see what happens. And we got like a quarter of the way through and we're just like, had this like good buzz going. And we're literally just like walking up and down the street. We live in the suburbs, so it wasn't like, you know, middle class neighborhood. Yeah. It wasn't like, but I mean, at any point.
That's truly 0 to 60. Kids. Like that's the ultimate test of like, you probably had never had alcohol. And then like, a couple shots or whatever it was. It was like.
Did you barf?
No, because we didn't even finish the.
The 40.
Yeah, because it was like we were already like getting drunk by the halfway point. We're like, what are we going to do with this? And we like dumped it out into a bush.
How much did you do? How much did you do? How much
did
like you take?
You swigged it and like poured it out into shot glasses.
I got to like maybe almost half of it.
Almost half.
Through over like 2-3 hour periods. So we were
but
like,
then eventually you were like,
but it's malt liquor, dude. If,
yeah, it has a higher alcohol.
Yes. Yeah, it's not like a, it's like a 40 ounce of Miller
but
Lite.
But it's not a 40 ounce because it's less than half.
Well, no, but it's not 20 ounces of Miller Lite. It's 20 ounces of like
18.
I had
an IPA now.
Yeah, I'd say I had like, let's say almost two beers and they were like high alcohol content.
That's 24 ounces.
Come on, Bandit.
So maybe 20. Yeah, so almost half would have been like 20, almost two beers.
Okay.
Of high alcohol content. And the one thing I remember about is we're like walking up the street. We're like, let's go to our elementary school and like walk around there.
What a dummy. Yeah.
It was like 6 o'clock or whatever. And I remember having to piss more than I've ever had to ever. And I was like, dude, this stuff's going through me. And then I look back and my friend, his name was Pat. He was just taking a piss while walking on the street. It's like so. And then I'm kind of drunk, so I was like, "Oh, that's a good idea." And then I just like started pissing
trying not to move my legs.
I've done it. You just spread wide.
Spread wide.
Spread
wide. We didn't get any on us.
And you have to really wobble. I still do it.
Yeah.
In New York, it's the only way to do it. Otherwise, you're standing in front of a tree.
In New York, there's only one way to do it.
That's the only way to do it.
They have restrooms in New York,
dude. People piss openly in the street.
Late at night.
In the city. They don't even look homeless. They're just people. And they're just like,
you're talking, regulars or homies?
I saw
regular people.
I saw an Uber driver or a cat, whatever. He had a yellow license plate on like a black town car. He was stopped on like off a main boulevard. So it wasn't in, you know, residential area. He was standing there and he kind of looked around a little bit. Didn't even think like, oh, I'll get in between these two cars. Just whipped his fucking dick out.
And my dad got a ticket for that once.
What?
Yeah. Driving to the airport, he had to piss so bad. He pulled over and did the whole
with
like,
a fare?
Two legs out the side. No. There was no one there, but he did the two legs on the side, and then a cop pulled him over.
Oh my god!
Or cop
god.
Like, stopped and oh was like god. Gave him a ticket for like whatever pissing in
so
public.
So embarrassing.
He didn't even try to hide it. He was just by the hood of his car, and he just took his dick out. So I look.
So
walking.
Normals.
Neither did Steve's dad try to hide it.
He told me but that was like in Queens.
This is in Brooklyn,
Manhattan, the nicer areas of
like Williamsburg, Greenpoint.
It's embarrassing enough you're pissing. No, I reverse that. You need to stop pissers from happening.
Wait, Ari, you're telling me that you would walk at a TP sort of back
wobble.
And forth,
yeah.
And urination will be coming out of your penis
out the fly hole, right? As little as possible.
No, he had his belt open. Oh, when I was a kid.
Yeah,
just out the fly hole.
Fly hole.
Yeah.
But for you.
Yeah. I don't pull the balls out.
63-year-old Ari.
I don't pull the balls out.
I assume you find a side.
To get in there.
You don't do this on a main road, right?
Up.
We're not going
streets,
down an
not,
avenue.
Not avenue.
Yeah, straight streets only. And you will literally, this is dark only. Never during the daytime, right? Or only during the daytime. I feel like this is an emergency situation.
It's almost always night. I'm trying to think if it's every day, and I believe. I just peed at right near the Seine River in Paris, France.
That's okay. Daytime. I don't mind.
8 p.m.
When
still
you're on
daylight.
Foreign soil, you got to go when you go.
Someone else is going. Nighttime. You're walking home. So, but the thing is, if you stop, at both directions and corners can come at you.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're walking forward, do you see anybody? And if you do, I mean, you're talking about you just start the block, 20 steps away. You still got 550 steps left. So 20 steps, nobody's behind you. Start it. So then you can see if anybody turns, you still have time.
Always been a fan of acting normal while peeing.
There
was a one of those like foam bars that I used to go to when right when I graduated college.
Mm-hmm.
Foam everywhere, foam. But you know, you have to piss.
Yeah.
Go to the bar, order a drink. What would you like? Pull my at the bar, and literally because no one can see you, you're surrounded by foam.
What?
Order a drink slowly. I'm not sure as you slowly are pissing at the bar. At the bar, at the bar, at the bar, at the bar. Modelo, do they have a Corona? All right, three Coronas, two. And then by the time the guy brings you the check, you are fully released.
Yeah.
Zip it up. Now the
foam's
foam,
up to like
the
here.
Foam around you is now gone. You have now soaked that foam.
But the
barrier around you is still foamed up. Dude.
Yeah. So they'd have to be right next to you to see.
Acting normal and peeing. I can do that. Like, you know, did you ever go to one of those all-inclusive places where you swim up bars?
No.
I've peed in the pool while
right
ordering
there,
the drink right there.
Ordering.
Very calmly,
I have
normal.
No, I can't concentrate enough to get it going.
Don't you have
the
to
ocean
go?
I have a problem in.
Ocean,
like,
me too.
The ocean.
There's not
Trey,
too
you
much.
Good? Like, I don't have, I'm not good there, but like, I'm in control of my body going up, acting normal.
Yeah.
And then sweet release, continue.
You know what I do with the ocean?
What?
You know, pee in the water? You know that?
Yeah.
Pee by the water.
like into it from standing out on the.
No, you go up to about your ankles on your way out.
Oh, and people see coming down your leg, dude.
Yeah,
oh, that's
no one can see it. Wait,
that's
to be
looking,
looking in. That's to be looking from the.
Yes, I know.
In.
But I am going to assume that you're facing the horizon,
facing the end of the earth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Our flat earth.
You know, like
okay, the flat earth.
Yeah.
But can I have you immersed yourself in the water yet? Or are people seeing dry bathing suit now being a stream?
You never go in the water wet already. You come in, dry off, and you go back in dry every time. They're seeing a wet bathing suit become not
That's
wet.
Perfect.
Not, I mean,
yep. I'll go up,
they're
I'll
seeing
go up to
a dry bathing suit.
Right below
sorry.
The balls, get the bottoms wet, back up. Wow, this is beautiful.
You're still
what a life
dip.
We
You're
have.
You're still gonna wash it clean.
It'll come
Look
right
at this,
off.
And then just stream.
Just let it go.
Stream.
If you're next to somebody, just go, hey, check this out.
I'll try.
I pissed on my kids so many times on family vacations.
You what?
I pissed on them so many times on family vacations. I've looked at them, but they're like, this is so much fun, right? This is like one we're gonna remember forever. Like, hey, I'm pissing right now. And you know what? It's fine.
Yeah.
They're good with it. What are you go home?
What? No, they're not going to go home.
Yeah. That's why we didn't go home when we were like 12. We're like, there's whatever we do, we can't go home until we sober up. So we're like, piss in the streets, go to our elementary school. I don't know. What do? We had no plan. It was really dumb.
There's no drunk like a 14-year-old drunk. What did you do? 12-year-old drunk, excuse me.
We walked around some more after the elementary school. And then we were like, oh, let's go to In-N-Out. Because it was like one of the first In-N-Outs was a few blocks from us. And then when we got there, we realized we have no money. Why are we going to In-N-Out? But we wanted it. And then we were like, let's ask someone to buy us In-N-Out. And then we chickened out because we're like, someone's going to think we're drunk and smell it on us. And then that person will be a off-duty cop. So we chickened out of that. And then just
wait, chickened out of just
asking a random person.
Yeah, asking a random person. Because also, even if like we got past that fear, who was going to do it?
Who's
going to
be like, sure, I'll buy you guys In-N-Out.
Yeah, are you two 12-year-olds that
no one.
Vaguely smell like alcohol?
Your buddy's like, I want a double.
Yeah. And then we just walked around for another like what felt like 5 hours because drunk time was not, you know, and we never experienced that before. So we thought
12-year-old time is not.
Yeah, it's also not.
If I asked my son right now. He's 13. What time is it? He'd be like,
2010.
Yes, yes. 11. A.M. or P.M. A.M.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't know.
So we thought it was midnight, and then I think we got back to his house at like 8, 9.
Yeah.
And then by then I was like, I think I feel normal. We had dumped our 40s out in a bush. And we're like, we should do that again. And then I went home and we saw each other at school the next day. And we're like, dude, we finally did it. We got drunk.
Finally did it.
How
long have you been pining to get drunk? Like, I don't remember like pining at early age.
In 12-year-old time, it probably was a month. Someone probably brought it up.
And you're like, let's try some.
And they're like, I've already been drunk. I already smoked a cigarette.
12 is a good find.
Everyone has like a weird older brother or something like that, like 20-year-old brother that's like, oh, they get drunk and I know what drunk is and we should be getting drunk.
Yeah.
There's no like insulation anymore as to like what is appropriate for a 14-year-old or whatever. It's like everyone has kids that are way older or younger than them.
Yeah.
And so
that drunk though at 14 is so fucking nice.
The 14?
12-year-old, like 15-year-old drunk where you're just like, what the fuck is the world? 18?
Yeah.
17-year-old beer pong was like when I remember being like, this is the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it never will get any better.
It's just
this.
Like everything's moving like this, but you're still able to stand up. And it's just like, what is this ride?
And also, there's like a slight, like, I have to go to my job as a like a landscaper or like I work at a fucking nursery or whatever it is, like something. And it's like, I got to be able to land this ship tonight and also have the responsibility of waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I remember that was like the first time in my life I was like, oh, okay. You got to be able to fucking burn the candle at both ends if you want to fucking hang.
Yeah.
I was trying to not let summertime jobs keep me from doing the fun stuff.
Always.
But the other way around, if I was like too tired, I'm like, all right, I'm too tired. But I'm not going to be like, don't, because you'll be tired tomorrow.
Were you a beach guy? You live
love the beach.
Yeah.
Dewey, bro.
What's that?
It's Screwy.
Screwy?
Dewey Beach?
Yeah, Dewey Beach.
Oh, it's a beach.
Dewey Beach, Delaware.
Oh.
And that's where you went to Screw?
That's where
you
people
went to screw.
No, people went to screw.
Who went to screw there? Ari,
screwers.
Did you watch people screw there?
We did hear a woman in our just house screaming from the shower. Give me the big stick. Give me the big stick.
No way.
Yeah. This must have been an 18, 19-year-old.
Like Katie Seabury lived in...
Katie Seabury is down.
Should we use the last
name? Screaming it. Screaming.
Give me the big stick.
Yeah.
That accent.
Yeah.
Damn,
give
dude.
Give
me that
stick.
Big stick. Give me
and
the big
you
stick.
You knew what it was. Did you know what the big
no,
stick was?
No, I knew
was?
At that point. We were and like, geez.
Yeah.
I think she might have preceded it by going, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. Who wants to come fuck me? And then everyone's kind of like looking. And then it was, I think one guy was like, I think, okay.
That's...
Yeah.
This is like someone was watching porn real loud on TV. That really happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Screwy got wild. The problem is I went back like 15, 18 years later. Our friends were like, let's go again. And it was like we recognized a lot of the faces. It was like everyone was like, it should still be 19-year-olds.
They were living for Screwy Beach.
That's sad.
Yeah.
It's the way it is.
Yeah.
There was do you guys have like a local cover band at your beaches?
We didn't have beaches like that in Southern California. They were just like regular.
Oh, right. They weren't destinations.
Yeah, it was just like you're going to Santa Monica Beach or...
No, Fire Island just had gay...
Gays.
Yeah, gays.
Yeah.
So like there's a half Fire Island is like families, like, you know, you rent a house, you have a fucking family, a barbecue.
Like, yeah.
And then the other half is like where monkeypox is like they're giving out the vaccine. You know, like, they're petrified.
East Coast beach thing seems way more, like, destination-y.
Uh-huh.
And, like, stuff happened, as opposed to you just go lay out on the water, maybe surf a little, go home.
Yeah, no. This is, like, events.
You get there.
Yeah.
It's far. It's on the other side of Maryland.
No one is close to the beach, really, that much. I mean, I live close because I'm on the Sound, but, like, it's a rocky beach. Nothing's really happened besides local shit. But, like, if you go to, like, Jones Beach, everyone's, like, a half hour, 45 minutes from fucking Jones Beach, so...
Is that the one that's on an old military thing that has a big parking lot?
You know,
lots?
You'd have to ask someone
Jones
who
Beach
knows.
Has the venue.
It's got the,
isn't that Jones Beach?
Yeah, it's got the amphitheater where it's like, like the size of.
I think that's the same one. Yeah,
yeah, like the Hollywood Bowl. Sort of like.
You walk in there and it's like ocean and ocean on both sides. It's
ocean
great.
In the ocean behind the performers.
Yes.
The performers are looking at like, they have a city view.
Yeah.
So it's on the south.
It's great.
Yeah, no,
that's
it's great.
Cool beach.
They did like oddball shows there and stuff.
Oh, really?
I didn't do any of those, but yeah, they did those there. And it's sort of like the Hollywood Bowl, but
Dixie
it's still like
there.
A 45 minute from pretty much most people. So you either go there for the day or, you know, or like if you're in Massachusetts, it's like Cape May, Nantucket, fucking, what's the other one up there? The hoity-toity
Montauk?
One. No, that's Montauk's out here. What's the one with the fucking.
Didn't you know a chick from there?
No.
God damn it.
You know a girl from Nantucket?
No.
Cape Cod.
What is that from?
It's a rhyme. I once knew a girl from Nantucket.
Oh, didn't Dice do that rhyme?
It must rhyme
and
with fuck it.
And he fucked it.
And then he fucked it. I don't even remember how that goes.
Hickory, Nantucket, and then he fucked it. Wait, what's the other
Jack
one? Cape Cod,
Nantucket.
What am I missing? The one where fucking like all the rich cunts
the
live. No.
Montego, baby, why don't we
no,
go
that's
to the
in the
coconuts.
Fucking Florida, you douche.
Is it?
You get there fast.
Oh, Aruba. It, but then you, Kokomo.
Nantucket.
Cape May. Kenny Bunkport.
Cape Cod.
Cape Cod. You already said that one.
Oh.
Yes, I did, you
fuck.
Idiot.
You were going to count it. You were ready to give up and count
it. Fucking, like, Tracy
like,
had
okay.
a babysit there for
Fire
a year.
Fire Island. You
no,
had that
it's
one.
Not, dude. I just talked about
Woodmere.
Sorry.
Get a
Bandit. I'm so sorry that I startled you.
Is it Malibu?
Bandit, you hurt. You know Malibu, dude. You're a West Coast fuck.
You know Malibu's not there.
You know it's
well
not.
Malibu's not there. Wait, Cape Cod, Montauk, Shelter Island, Fire Island.
Ask, go to Siri again.
Siri, what are the cool places to vacation in the summer during in New England?
But also think if like cool, but if you're like not cool to begin with.
Just be cool, Siri.
By the time you ask Siri, it's the most
Blockport,
vague.
Kenny Bunkport, Providence.
Bunkport.
No, it's none
Camp
of those.
David.
Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's
Vineyard. That's the one
that's
I'm talking
it.
About. See, Siri?
That's
thank
the
you very
one.
Much.
That's where all the billionaires
Martha's
go.
Billionaires
Vineyard.
Go there.
Like Larry David's in Martha's Vineyard.
They
and
take
like
helicopters there.
Yes. You go down there. You go to the Black Dog. There's a coffee shop.
Yeah.
It's fucking Yeah, so if you're in that area, that's where you want to go. Here, you want to be the Hamptons.
Okay.
I was like the Hamptons.
Billy Joel, Tim Dillon.
We're on that
side,
too. I thought that was all in Connecticut.
No, that's that way, dude. Connecticut's like, the wealthy part of Connecticut's like Greenwich, but yeah, that's close to the city. Like, all these areas along Connecticut here, like Bridgeport and shit, they're all dumps.
Oh.
None of them are like nice like
anywhere
this
here,
area.
Port or bridge, yeah, definitely got them.
Yeah.
Trash people.
Trash.
So they just happen to be near water, but they're not.
They're not. Like, the cool part of Connecticut's closer to. Providence is cool. That's like at the end of.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you, where you want to live in Connecticut is like close to the city. Greenwich.
And Martha's Vineyard is that way or that way?
Martha's Vineyard's like Boston, dude. There. Way up. By the fucking Gloucesters.
You ever go to one of these places for like a few days or a week with like friends or save up a kid and you see these like 18-year-old kids there? You know, with their families probably, but they're like, how rich are your families?
Very, very rich.
So they'll just like have a week or a month with these fucking kids.
Yeah, to just go hang out in a place that expensive.
Yeah, they're going to get ice cream. They don't, and do they even know what they're getting?
No, there's no way.
Tracy used to babysit for a family, an LA family. They would go to Martha's Vineyard for a month, 2 months, right? They had two different nannies. One would come for a month and the other one. So Tracy was 1 month nanny. They would do like July and August.
I remember
yes.
She nannied.
Yes, July and
they
August.
They brought her out put, and like.
So they don't have to love their children.
So yeah, so like
that's
they
LA.
Would go, he would write and she would go do yoga and the and Tracy would
Gardner.
Take the kids to fucking, you know, the beach.
Damn.
And so, yeah, that was the thing. Like, that's, yeah, that's what you're talking about up there. It's generational wealth, dude.
Where you, they don't even feel the money going away.
No, they don't. Right?
No,
it's
no,
just
no,
like,
no,
they
don't
even it'll know. Always be there.
Like, they talk about inflation like it's silly. Yeah.
I would love to be the
like,
rich where it
oh
comes
my God,
with no
inflation,
fame.
Right?
You just have crazy money
like
oil
that. Money or something.
Oil money. Yeah, you invented some fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, we have
do you have any friends
million.
That have either A, become that, or and or B, married into that? Because Tracy has one friend that's married into that.
Didn't your buddy's fucking dad own like a fucking home alarm system? Empire?
No, not me.
No.
Sorry.
Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank is brought to you by 3chi.com. 3chi is the world's leading purveyor of Delta 8 THC products. If you don't know what Delta 8 THC products is, then go fuck yourself. It's drugs. It's THC. It's drugs. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's drugs. It's THC. It's Delta 8 THC, so it's like slightly different. But guys, I'm telling you, as a fucking head, it doesn't matter. 3chi.com, that's the number 3chi.com. They make gummies and tinctures and oils and all sorts of like smokable Delta 8 THC. But I'll explain it. It's like it gets you like, it's more of a body high and then less of a head high, but it spreads the body high all over. And it comes in like longer waves, at least for the gummies, at least for me. They send me so much shit. You ask every waitress at the stand or the cellar. And they'll tell you, like, if they were there the day that I just started giving out fucking so much. You got to be 21 and over. It is psychoactive, so fuck it. It's not CBD. So, you know, don't drive on it. But, like, I don't know. You know, do whatever else. Definitely go to concerts on it. Anyway, it's made in America, too. So if that matters to you, then fucking yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. 3chi.com. Get it. Get fucked up. Hey, everybody. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast is brought to you by YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo of Kratom. Who does Kratom? Anybody? Listen, if you don't, that's fine. Live your life with your fucking insular society, insular views of only doing weed and mushrooms. Deepen your horizons in drugs. Kratom, everybody. It's legal. So may as well do it now before they take it away. And YoKratom.com makes a whole kilo for $60. You can get it anywhere else. You can get it anywhere, but YoKratom.com is the cheapest place to get it. $60 for a kilo of Kratom. It's a good fucking deal. If you don't use Kratom, then fucking don't listen, pay attention to this ad. It won't have anything to do with you. If you're interested, fucking get fucked up, you guys. Listen, a lot of people are like, Ari, how can you get behind you know this drug use? What are you talking about? Drug use, dude. Drug use. It's the best. What do you mean? You gotta. It's drugs. They're awesome. Why would I not get behind? I don't ever say you should live this life with your whole fucking brain there. It's too crazy to do that. Get fucked up. And YoKratom.com will help you get there. Again, YoKratom.com, home of the 6 hour kilo. Let's get back to the episode.
I had a friend who dated into a family like that, and they had like, they were like, I was like, hey, what does her dad do? And it was like, oh, he works in like energy. I'm like, that's a kind of money that's like you can never understand when like you control a utility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, they manage and run energy.
I'm
like,
we overthrow small governments to allow pipelines to run through to where we need it to.
Yeah, like you own electricity somewhere? Like that's a crazy amount of money.
Yeah. Tracy has a friend who's married into a family who's been in the financial industry since the early 1900s. So like their kids are more wealthy than they are right now, pretty much, because when, you know, their kids already have the generational wealth that gets passed down.
They invested in wood when it came out.
Whatever it is. It's like they have all that money. There's a fund that goes down. Now, he's done great himself, you know, but like almost set up for it. But like, it's just, it would take years and like two generations of people to stop working before that money dried up.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, like you got like a rich family, like, I don't know, pick a fucking Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like the Smiths, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
Their kids are rich. Okay.
Yeah. So why is he still worried about what he looks like online?
Kind of will be a little bit rich. But if it all dies out with Willow and Jaden, then they're going to be like, all right, you know, that's
that,
it.
That kind of rich doesn't compare to, you know,
generational
energy dude. Rich or like
yeah right
yeah we
when
own
like
copper,
made $100 million
like
the,
yes
oh,
when you get
okay.
hit, no, when you are born you already have 10 figures in the
billions
bank.
Yeah,
do you think they have prenups before they're even born? It was like, this is what I get.
They have to have.
Prenatals.
Wait a minute.
They're already in the
so
world.
So you're
for
saying
this much.
Like this baby can only make this amount of money?
At least make this amount of money.
Oh, it
forever.
Has to make this.
No
much.
Matter what happens, no matter how you disown me.
No, you can't do that because you don't know what the future is. Like, what if it all goes? Like, look at those people that the Sanger family, whatever this family that did the oxycodone.
Oh, they're
like,
so
they,
rich.
Like, they were the Sacklers.
Sacklers.
Like, but it's going to be gone, and like that's probably the quickest it'll be gone.
Why? Because they're like, fuck all you, get out.
Yes, because now they've been sued so much and nobody really wants to be a part of their name that like that dissipates probably quicker
than
anything else.
They had a weird thing where they gave a ton of money to the arts.
But it'll probably be like four generations before that money's gone.
Yeah. And like that money being gone is still a lot of money to people like us where they go, yeah, we only have like $20 million to our name. You're like,
if we gave Mac Lindsay Sackler money,
he'd be good for a while. He couldn't
even
drink
like
that many
the
beers.
Sackler grandkids now, he'd be like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened
they
to
have,
me in my
they
life.
They have New York apartments with those stairwells that go both ways, like this, and then near the top.
Yeah.
You know those stairwells? They have those like between the second and third floor.
There's still many buildings with the Sackler name on it, even though the oxycodone thing happened. So it's going to be 100 years before, if they stop working today, that money's gone. But
because if it got like bad, 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 they're like, well, we'll just sell that entire block.
Even
of
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's money will be gone in 30 years if no one worked.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think they didn't invest it, though? You think like, they're like, let's put our money in properties and different things so we'll have generational wealth?
Maybe, but not as much as like the industries that have like, I mean, this is just my guessing, like of oil and like, the ones where you're like, oh, this is going to like, if Brad put all his money into, there's not even
like
maybe
microchips.
Tesla or like something like that. Like there was like, there were like five different industries in the 1800s that you can like invest your money in. Iron, oil, this, that, but you can
like
be like,
steel.
Oh, forget it, dude. Yeah. How did you go wrong in this?
It's like investing in podcasting 10 years ago.
Yes. It's like. If you were Red Band and you were like, I got it, dude. Nobody else understands it, but I like, this is going to be a thing.
And I'm going to manage it.
You tell
it
me
right.
that. I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that is.
Yeah. What? How
There's
do they
five
live?
Or thing. Well,
those are people. You saw the end of what's that Korean game?
Squid Games.
I never saw that.
You know, the billionaires at the end?
Yeah.
The super, like those people.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows who they are. No one has to know.
No, dude.
Yeah. Like when you find out a company is owned by another company, and you're like, I haven't even heard of that company.
Yeah, who's that company?
And then it's but then like that company is owned by an even bigger one that owns a bunch, and it's a name you've never heard of. You're like the Blackstone Group or whatever.
Yeah, Blackstone. Then, who's Blackstone? I heard Blackstone. Yeah,
I've heard. Who like, is that?
That's an actual company, yeah. But it's just these like
remember the tuna kid that
firms.
Used to hang out with Paulie? What's his name?
The tuna kid.
The guy they called him tuna because he was the part of the Bumblebee tuna fucking
tuna heir.
He was a tuna heir. Yeah, like, that's exactly like look that guy. I don't know what he did, but like he could have pissed away it all. His kids.
He tried to.
Will still have money. And his kids' kids will still probably have money.
If you're one of those kids, is there any chance you're not a complete fuck up?
Almost none.
You would have no repercussions. You have no reason not be.
No,
a
there are examples. Kroll came from a very wealthy family.
The alarm people.
Yeah.
No, that's different.
Oh,
he didn't. No, that's not Kroll alarms.
He didn't came he come from like a billionaire household.
But what's her name? I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus is.
She came from a fuckload of money.
Yeah, and just did it on her own. There's some people. Yeah. There's some great examples of that. But for the most part, it's easier to like. To think of those people, like those people are wealthy rather than like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's kids. Or like they're wealthy right now.
Yeah.
Colin Hanks is wealthy because he works on his own. He's good, talented actor, but also like his parent, but he's first generation. If he didn't work at all, his kids would be marginally wealthy. Yeah. And then his grandkids would be like years. Have to work.
Right.
Generational wealth.
Generational wealth for generations.
The Gold Coast, like Great Gatsby shit. Like,
right.
That's none of those people even worked.
Steve Howe used to tell me that. Really? Generational wealth, dude. That's all I aim for.
Yeah.
Generational wealth.
That's all I aim for.
But well, there like families like the Vanderbilts and the Carnegies, like names that we still know now because they invested in steel like 150 years ago? Like what's like the Murdochs maybe? The Fox family?
They're just going to put their names on buildings because they own them. No one's going to put, I mean, I don't know if they're a Murdoch. You know, everything's so polarized, I think, now where it's like, you know, where someone lies like politically or whatever, that it's like, hey, this is either going to be a good thing for us or we don't even want that person's name on our building.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean,
remember they're booing outside Trump Towers and he was like, I'm not there.
Yeah, well, people like, still pick it outside there. I'm sure.
Do they
right?
really?
Probably. Yeah.
What do they think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they think that they're making a difference or whatever, but it's got nothing to do with it. But
yeah, in traffic on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
Let's have we do a flash mob of comics and we go outside Trump Towers and we pick it. All we do is pick our nose for like an hour.
Just stand there and pick their
in
nose.
The middle of
in
the
a
street.
Circle. We pick it. We pick it.
Yeah, I'll do that. Pick your nose for Trump.
Pick it for Trump.
I guess the Gates family, that's generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but people don't even want that money. Like, you know, if you have a building named the Bill Gates building now, there's like a faction of people that won't even go inside that building.
Well, I bet nowadays...
Can't say faction anymore, Steve.
Versus then...
What do you mean?
It's too borderline.
It's too divisive.
Faction?
It's too
no. divisive. Faction?
Yeah.
Yeah. Faction means you're taking sides.
Really?
I don't know.
It means you get rid of gays.
I thought that's what we were going for. Oh, the monkeypox.
Isn't that what this podcast is all
about? Yeah, I thought that's what we're heading about. That's why I grew this mustache.
Yeah.
You think anyone who lives around here has generational wealth?
No. No
just
one
like around. Lives lightly, though? Like that Warren Buffett guy who still goes to McDonald's? Drives a Prius?
I was in Omaha, and his house is like it's less like than mine.
Regular house.
Yeah, except he's got like a little gate with like, it looks like a utility shack would be like, oh, maybe there's shovels in there. Or maybe there's a Mossad agent.
Yeah.
That's like, just well, waiting. If you just maybe look too long, he just snaps your necks and pulls
just
you into the woods.
Just waiting with
his ear. Do it to the Louvre. We saw Bennifer.
No way were they there.
Yeah.
Really?
Did they shut it down?
It was Tuesday. It was shut anyway. We were doing a fucking writing exercise. We're trying to listen in on people and write their dialogue out.
Wow.
And then describe my dialogue. And all of a sudden, my boy David, fucking, hey, I got that. He goes, who's Ben Affleck married to? Or like Jennifer Lopez? Is like, yeah. Her and him are here.
What do you mean they're here?
Bennifer. Tuesday, the Louvre shut down.
It's like their honeymoon?
They just got married.
I didn't know they were split up until we got into a conversation about it. So this dude, they're fucking walking from the cafe into the closed Louvre because they get it for the, you know, they're rich. They get
so
it.
Yeah, they should. You get I like thought 400 that, grand. Okay, so by the way, I thought after Ocean's 12, when they faked Julia Roberts going into the to get I thought they shut that celebrity stuff down.
Yeah. My buddy has a picture. I'll show you the picture he took. So they're going. The paparazzi's maintaining their distance. My buddy goes right in their fucking face and just starts backing up. Snap pic. Just
no
keeps going.
Way. That's incredible.
Yeah. There had to be security, right?
There was one killer behind him who quickly assessed the situation and said the 70-year-old dude is an annoyance but not a threat. But he could be a decoy. And you see him just walk in with a satchel and
of
just looking around. Snipers.
Explosives,
whatever. And he's like, I could kill this guy, but instead I'm looking around for actual threats.
Wow.
It's a great picture. You see them just like, and they're like going, this guy's fucking 6 feet in the office. And then afterwards, the paparazzi guy came over to him, David, and he was like, hey man, you can't like do that. You have to maintain your distance. And he's like, okay. He goes, next time you see a celebrity, don't do that. And he's like, I'm probably going to do it. They were like, don't.
Where is he from?
David?
Yeah. Do you guys talk about where you're from?
West Coast, but I think he's a nomad now. He lives everywhere. But like,
interesting. So yeah, you know, he doesn't.
Yeah, but he's like, I'm not going to join the fucking paparazzi.
There
union.
Is no personal space. Also, we live everywhere.
What's weird is that the paparazzi were the ones being respectful.
Yeah, maybe they have the tip. Maybe they said, hey, we'll give three
of
these.
I think after Princess Di in Paris, you got to be respectful of the paparazzi. Like the paparazzi.
Princess Di was at Paris?
Oh, well, I think
that
was in Europe.
Yeah, wasn't that where she was traveling through that tunnel? It was in Paris, I think, that they killed her.
Where is it?
I don't remember where she died, but
the tunnel?
She died,
yeah,
I think
in the
it was
tunnel,
in
the car accident
yeah.
tunnel. But they say it's because paparazzi are following her
yeah.
and being aggressive.
So I thought after that, there's like a strict law, but
yeah,
you know what?
They're...
I've never heard them be respectful of.
That's not a thing.
In the States?
But your buddy, though, just snapped pictures and they were cool with it?
No, I don't think
they smile?
Were. No, he was looking down. It was
Did he
very
look
good
at the pictures.
Who?
Did they look happy like in the pictures?
They look like they're talking casually
yeah.
going into a. You want to see
wow.
it?
Wow.
I'll show it to you afterwards.
I will. I want to see it.
I kind of respect that he did that.
I respect it and don't respect it.
Yeah,
one part
I
of
do.
Me is like,
I
no,
do
in
a sense of like
wife. They're just walking, and then yeah. the other part is like, damn, cool.
It's like he went for it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it.
Yeah. That's
fuck.
The part I'm like, oh shit, he went for something that like I
yeah.
would not have the guts to go for.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, ah, fuck, these guys are just trying to walk into where. But
yeah.
you know what, dude? When you shut it down,
you shut that. No, they didn't shut down. Louvre shut on Tuesdays.
But they got to go in.
They didn't shut it down. They opened it up, actually.
Whatever.
They probably paid $100,000 to say, hey, I know it's closed. Can you have six people in there? We're just going to see the Mona Lisa. And we just found out in the cafe about the Venus de Milo. So
can
we
ask
see
you
those
a
two and get out of here?
Do either of you think that either A, Ben Affleck, or B, Jennifer Lopez have not seen the Mona Lisa?
Yes. I do think that.
I don't.
Why would they go? Have you seen it?
Because
outside
they just got married.
They
it's the cool thing to do.
Yeah, and
they're
like,
Paris
oh,
has been there before.
Yeah.
No one's like, oh, this was our thing. Like, this is not like, this was our thing.
No, they went to Paris. So what are we going to do? They might not have ever gone. I can see them not having gone.
Dude,
it's
like
a
thing where you're like,
they could if they wanted
what do
to.
What do we do in Paris? Cool.
Yeah.
Check it off. Five
actually,
things.
We're
going to
be
Louvre,
on Tuesday. The place is closed.
Tuesday. Yeah, exactly. It's shut down.
But I'm saying that. But yeah, this is why they're doing it, not why they haven't done it before.
No, I'm saying if I found out, hey, the Louvre was the only day. But I've been to the Louvre. Tuesday's the only. Well,
I've been to the
Louvre.
I'm not going.
Yeah,
I'm not going to make them open it up. For what? For me?
Because you've been there before.
Yes, and I'll go again.
So now we're saying they have not been there before.
But
so
they
like,
have
open
both.
It up. Dude, how cool to run in the Louvre?
I mean,
and then you get to fuck Jennifer Aniston, whatever her name
Lopez.
Is.
Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez in the Louvre. As she's
yes.
like, a hand on the side of the Mona Lisa, getting fucked.
Yes.
Oh, you know that's part of it. You know that's part of it.
That's why they did it.
The rhythm is going to get
I
you.
I would start an OnlyFans page before I did that. Ben Affleck's OnlyFans page. I'm about to
dude,
fuck J-Lo with
bad.
The fucking... Against the... You don't think that would shut... That would
She's going to do the Mona Lisa like what's her name did in Titanic with the hand
what's,
on the wall.
What's the girl that signed up for OnlyFans and like shut it down in like a day and a half? Like
oh,
the hot chick. You know her. Come on.
Cameron Esposito.
No, she was like an actress slash she
yeah.
like dabbled in porn.
Yeah.
But she like basically shut it down in a day.
Because it was so big.
If Ben Affleck was like, I'm about
Diablo
to.
Diablo Cody.
Yes.
No. Who was
we got it?
It?
I don't know.
Lena Dunham?
No. It wasn't
nope.
that.
I don't remember who it was, but
yeah,
if
it was
Ben Affleck
hot.
Was like, I'm about to fuck J-Lo against the Mona Lisa.
$5? You get the
five
whole month?
$5.
There might not be anything else this month.
You'd have 50 million people join up
I
in
mean,
a minute.
Countless.
It
I would
just
join
I would
tally.
Do it.
Yeah.
I would bet five. Yeah, $5.
It's a Tuesday.
That?
How are they getting in there? It's closed on Tuesday.
It's closed on Tuesday. I don't believe this. I will get $5 to find
yeah.
out, though.
Well, they brought
no
a videographer with them.
No,
but I thought after Ocean's 12 or 13, whatever the one where they robbed
better.
The... that they shut down celebrities like getting special treatment in
good.
I think they thought that was just a movie, maybe. And they were like still I guess it's they're still letting it go. They're assessing this threat. But it was cool to see their fucking killer behind the guy. And that's what Warren Buffett has too. Just some fucking trained killers all over the property.
Yeah. It's important.
Ball dude just like walking and assessing. I gotta show you this picture, dude.
Be a Warren Buffett's family, generational wealth. But they'll just name their building something else. They buy property. It won't be the Gates building. It'll be
Warren Buffett's daughter will marry the fucking Jimmy Cohn lawyer in the Midwest, and now it's the Cohn building, but it's Buffett money, you know, whatever it is.
Shell Corp.
Sheldon Cohn.
Nick, what's this deal with the special?
Warren Buffett's producing it, and it's going to be huge.
Big news, bro.
He's putting $1 billion towards it.
Nick is fundraising his own special because, you know.
Because no one else will.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, dude, it's hard.
Yeah.
You just shot your own special.
I did.
Without saying exactly how much, can you give a, like, if we were going to do the prices right, like, right? So it's like, here's $10,000, right?
I'll tell you a story.
Here's $20,000. Here's $30,000. Here's $40,000.
Yeah.
Ready? Here we go, Ari. Ready?
Yeah. It's too much money.
This is less.
More than I would have liked. This is more than I would have liked.
We're at $2 million right now. We're at $2 million.
Oh, right into the fire pit, dude.
Here's a story I read of Stephen King book. You ever read a book of short stories by Stephen King? And it was this space jump you can make, but you got to be put to sleep because they put you through a transport beam. But they figured out they would send like goldfish through first, and the goldfish would start like flying around, bumping into the fucking glass, and they came out all weird. They're like, what the fuck? They sent a monkey in there. Monkeys were fucking strange and they came out. They sent a dude in there to test it, a fucking prisoner. And he comes out, he's fucked up, and he's all like, it turns out you're in there for like an eternity, even though it's a split second. And so this guy in the story is telling his dad, the dad is telling the son. It's like, so that's why he's giving the history of it, but also we, the reader, are getting it at the same time. And so he's like, they sent a prisoner through. He sent him through, he came out fucking completely insane. You're just in there for a long time. And the kid's like, well, how long, dad? And he goes, I don't know. Nobody knows. So anyway, it's like, all right, well, we'll see you on Mars. You know, we're about to go to the space jump. And so they give everybody the pill to go to sleep. And the dad goes to sleep, wakes up, and then the kid is screaming. And he looks over, the kid's got white hair.
Oh.
And he spits out the fucking pill. He didn't eat it.
He never took it?
Spits it out. And he goes, longer than you think, dad. Longer than you think.
And pulls his face off?
Claws his eyes out. Claws his own eyes out.
Wow.
Longer than you think, dad. Longer than you think.
What an asshole. And that's a true story.
That was based on what I spent on my special.
What? I love that that's the example you're using for the answer to how much money did you spend?
Yeah. Too much.
Just when you thought, oh my.
So yeah, God. A lot.
So these things can cause.
Can you imagine if one of your kids did that, came out all fucking white-haired and dude, wise?
No, bro. I do not.
Just had all the time in the world to think about how he's going to get the finger on me.
I've got it, Dad. Go get Ari. I've got it.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it came out. Well, what I saw, if you used what I saw, it came out great. So
thanks.
But, yeah. I was at the taping. It was awesome.
It was. It's terrible that that it took that either A, long, and or B, much more money than you thought it was.
Much more money than I thought. So Nick is raising. Thank you. Nick is raising money for his own.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Fundraiser? GoFundMe?
I'm doing GoFundMe.
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 I like saying websites out like that. Like saying it as if it's words.
.com.
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.com.
Yeah. GoFundMe.com. Yeah, I figured that one was because Kickstarter, you have to like, if you don't meet whatever goal, by a certain time, everyone gets their money back.
Oof.
So GoFundMe was like, well, yeah, you can set a goal. You could raise it. You can just leave it up there. You can.
Wait, Kickstarter? If you don't, you have to set a time frame?
Yeah.
But can you just set one where like, we're going to raise a bunch of money for cancer research? You have to be like, we have to, because Kickstarter is more like,
it's for businesses
and it's for fucking dumb white chicks to be like, I want to go to Italy and I need $1,000 for the flight. I need another $1,000 for shopping and one more $1,000 for room.
I thought that was direct messages.
I think that's just Venmo.
Send,
oh, yeah.
Send,
that was my Cash App.
Yeah. So GoFundMe was more open-ended, and people do it for the arts.
What was the other one? I started one of those.
There's Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe, and then a couple other. Like,
I started Kickstarter to get Tom Segura Walker when he broke his leg.
Wait a minute.
How much did you? What was the goal?
What I wanted $180. I think $118 because I think that's how much it costs. We blew by it. We absolutely blew by it.
What'd you end up raising?
$450,000.
Yeah, a few hundred bucks.
They got him one of the nicest.
One of the nicest. Yeah.
Walkers. Yeah.
Got him a private jet that he now takes everywhere.
I ended up letting the money go back to everybody because I was not going to actually buy the walker.
Of course. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's actually a pretty fun way to raise fake money for
that.
That
is pretty funny.
Mockery fundraisers where you're like, they'll never part with it as long as I don't cash this.
Yeah.
It'll all just go back. We can have a good time.
That's funny.
Yeah. So you're starting GoFundMe.
Yeah. Yeah.
GoFundMe.com.
So I did initially, I was like, oh, maybe 10 grand. It's hard because you're like,
10's not enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's enough and what I could feasibly imagine getting or
raising. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like, everyone that I've talked to is like, oh, yeah, like 50, 60, 70 grand. I'm like,
fuck.
What can I do it for?
I don't need bottled water for this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need anything. I need bare bones, artsy, kind of cool, like make it look small and fun. And, you know, we're not renting out a theater, that kind of shit. So I was like, you know, because that just costs more money.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Well, where do you want to do it?
I'm going to do it
on the street.
I'm going to do it on the corner of 7th
and
Avenue.
B, unless cops come, and then Lexington.
Some dude's just pissing on the street. I'm doing it at a venue called Zinc in Greenwich Village.
Right near the Cellar. Been there multiple times, too, for jazz later night. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's like an old school.
It's all
old
red.
School jazz venue.
I like it.
And
is it where Gerard did his last one?
No, that's the Blue Note. Nina Simone OD'd there.
That's like a blues, like a big blues place. This is like a small jazz place. But I went there once to do a show, and I was like, God, this would be a cool place to film like a little special.
And you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not a jazz player. Not not a saxophonist.
Drummer.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Nick. So I did the show. I was like, this would be, it has a cool old school New York vibe. And I was like, that's where I want to do it. So I went back and talked to the guy, and he was like, yeah, we can figure it out. We sat and I told him I'm raising money. He's like, well, this is what I normally charge a TV production company if they wanted to shoot.
Well, that's not me.
I'm like,
it ain't TV.
This is the production company.
Yeah, you're not going to milk this. Yeah. I don't have any money.
This guy right here. So he was cool about it, and we worked out like a good deal. I'm like, I don't have a lot of money, man, and like this is what I want to do, and we can still sell tickets, and you know, you can have the bar open before, and like I don't need to shut the whole place. So he's super cool with like working out like
the nuances and like dealing with you and like realizing you're not an entity.
Yeah, I'm not Netflix trying to shoot a fucking half hour show or whatever. But
that's cool.
Yeah, so I set a goal of 12 because I thought I'd raise 5, you know, and then I don't know.
Yeah.
But I got to 12 in like 2 weeks.
We're going to go Andrew Schultz of GoFundMe.
Yeah. Steve donated. Thank you.
Dude, no problem.
I
wish you didn't say that. I actually.
Palestine during the fundraising period.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's very.
I went up anonymous, and I wish you didn't say that. So
did
I'd
you
cut
really?
This part out. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
I'd
that.
I'd like
I'm
to
sorry.
Not know about where I donate my money to, who I'm affiliated with.
That was your wife
obviously,
who put it on there for you.
We'll cut this out. We'll cut this
Nick
part
is
out.
Obviously a Palestinian, and I don't want to be like tied down to either group. They're both my friends, but it is what it is.
Remember they got on Princess Leia. Who's the chick from that's dating the fucking Jeremy Renner? In that movie, of movies,
no,
she was dating Jeremy Renner, the archer guy.
What?
The redhead. And then she started dating the Hulk.
Scarlett Johansson.
Slut.
Scarlett Johansson.
How did you fuck more than one of the fucking?
She married Colin
Avengers.
Jost.
In real life, that's a third celebrity.
Oh yeah.
You mean
she did a commercial for SodaStream, and they're like, "That's Israeli owned. Do you hate Palestinians?" she woke up one day going, "Wait, what?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I thought
even
it was
know.
Just you can put fruit flavors in bubble water.
I wouldn't even know what is Palestinian owned and what is Israelis owned.
Palestinians own all the dirt in the fucking region.
Ben and Jerry's are getting in hot water for the same thing. Now.
Well, who do they like? The Israelis.
You have a factory in Palestinian territory, or
There's a Ben and Jerry's factory in Palestine?
Or on occupied land. I don't even remember.
I don't know.
But there's they just were something. Just like...
And they were like, come on, that's not what we sold you.
They sold the company. They're like, we don't even have any... We don't know what you're talking about.
And they're like, that's not what we envisioned when we sold this company to a giant conglomerate.
Yeah.
We thought they'd run it the way we wanted them to.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
If you're Israeli or Palestinian... Mm-hmm. You fucking love ice cream. I'll tell you that right now. And it's delicious. You don't care which one it is, dude. It's fucking awesome.
That's how hardcore
you have good Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you believe. You eat that Ben and Jerry's. It's fucking awesome, dude.
Do you know why it's chunky? Ben and Jerry's is chunky?
No.
You haven't heard?
Have
you heard?
Because they're fat?
What?
Because they're like portly dudes.
No, one I think is a little chunky.
Oh,
but like not 1980s chunky, like only by today's standards.
Okay,
and the other is fine. One is, can't taste. There's no taste buds.
So he just kept eating.
No, so he puts things in that have texture. Big chunks.
Even though this is probably made up, I
know,
like
this,
it.
I don't know if you noticed. I turned to a camera and I was like, "This, I don't think this is real."
But what if it is?
Look, I'm saying either way.
Here we go.
It's a good story.
What if it's
it's a good little tidbit.
Look, it does.
I think it might be.
If you made it up or don't know for sure, it does make sense because texture. Like when you hey, fudgy brownie, they put little chunks of brownie in there. It's like the great, like I'm thinking to myself, like it's not like brownie batter. Like they put
somebody made brownies
shove them into that goddamn thing. So like they went the full thing and that could only come from someone who was like, look, dude,
this is my mission statement.
Taste this.
There's a
shit.
Real reason for
I wanna,
it.
I want to
feel
brownie.
I don't
know
what
brownie.
This is.
Yeah. He had to hire a guy to take the trays of brownies over to the ice cream area.
Yeah. Cut them up.
From the oven. Cut them up.
Move them around.
Little bits. They didn't have the guy on staff before.
No. It could be real.
It's really believable.
If it's made up, it was not by me.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I really don't know if that's true. Because why would you go into ice cream if you had no taste, sense of taste?
Isn't that the point?
Why would you go into ice cream?
Isn't what we just said so much better than anything that could possibly be real?
I think so.
Which is why it makes it fun and awesome. We're not saying it's real.
I think it's real, though.
Who gives a fuck?
Okay, so what do you got to do to give money to the fucking special?
I gave $50.
You have to go to my website, nickyusef.com. There's a link homepage.
Two S's, one F.
Yes. And then my Instagram has a link.
Is the last F for Arafat?
Is it Arafat?
Fat.
No. Arafat?
It's for...
Fatwa.
I know. I was just going to say it's for... and I'm like, you know what?
Come up with that other one.
I don't want to say...
I said Arafat before I come with fatwa. Yeah.
Fuck. I was about to say that. I'm like, I don't want to have that on camera. but thank you for saying it for me.
Yeah.
The links are there, and then I'm pretty close to 15 now.
Nice.
I raised it to 15.
That's what you want to get to final, or are you gonna like?
I mean,
bump it again.
I don't know that I'll be able to get any further. Honestly, I've literally run out of people to annoy on.
Can
Instagram.
You get it done for 15?
I'm gonna have to. Yeah,
you're gonna have to. Yeah.
Have you figured out a way? Like you were like, all right. I can feasibly figure out.
I hired a DP and an editor and a production designer. And I was like, here's the likelihood is we're going to have 12,000. I'm going to maybe try and get 15.
Yep.
And they're like, raise it to 15. Even if you get to 13.5, like it'll just, if you want to make it look good, this is what you're going to want. And they do this for a living.
Yeah.
So they're like, if you want these cameras here and grab this and, you know, a backdrop that looks like blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, I'll raise it. And then I started reaching out to more people and I was just like, you know, whatever you can. And a lot of just people I've never met donated and a lot of people I know. And then some people were like, I'll repost it to my followers and then more random people like Segura and Kreischer did that and just random people, just donations, just pop, 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 pop. Like that day you could see the, it's cool.
The pop.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
When are you shooting it?
September 27th at Zinc, and the tickets will go live
right
on
after Rosh Hashanah.
On the what is that?
It's right after Rosh Hashanah. It's
do you know about that holiday?
Well, let's move it.
It's a part of the 10 days of repentance.
Let's.
You can say you're sorry for hating Jews. Your
27th is that what you said? The 27th,
September 27th.
Yeah, it's like the fourth day of atonement in the holiest 10 days.
Fuck. All right, well, we'll move it
thinking,
to
dude.
We'll move it to December. Is there anything going on in December?
Yeah, Jew, Christmas.
Jew-wise?
No.
And then all wait, what's your big Jew holiday?
Hanukkah?
No, in December. You got
Yom
the big
Kippur.
One. No, the big one at the end. Get the gifts.
Hanukkah.
Yeah,
when's that?
December.
Okay. We won't do it then.
We can do it then. September 27th.
Yeah, September 27th, if that's okay with the Jewish community.
No, it is.
Okay.
It's right. A perfect time, actually. Okay. 10 days.
Dude, don't do it around the time. I used to live in Fort Greene, we were talking before.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever realized how hardcore Jews were. Because number one, you strolled into, this is 1999, you strolled into Williamsburg, you get on a line at a deli, and the fucking seeds would just cut you right off. So you go,
they don't
all
respect
right,
the line. They do not respect the line.
Already. Then I'm trying to get home.
It's not part of their culture, the line.
They have these, is it, what's the one where you build a little?
Sukkah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that?
Sukkah.
They build these little, like, it looks like little
huts.
Tent, like
little
huts. Right?
Tent huts.
Tent huts.
In the streets?
Yes.
Parking lots.
While you're trying
alleys.
To park, walk,
no,
take a phone
that's
call.
That's where there's like
live,
outdoor eating
walk
areas
your groceries.
Now. I've never seen that.
Dude,
it's only for 8 days.
Hot after hot after hot. And then don't they light them on fire at the end?
That's not what happens.
Well, these guys lit them on fire.
No.
Or maybe I lit them
maybe
on fire.
Maybe just the stuff.
But it was wild.
I'll show them
was,
to build
yeah,
the
it. Was, I just remember like they were
we
outside all night
the
in these little huts.
It commemorates when we were in the desert for 40 years. 10 days is a bargain compared to what we spent in the desert.
Dude, I don't.
So we eat out there unless it's raining.
I'll tell you. Oh, shit.
Well, if they were committed, they do it in the rain.
Some do. Some
no,
sleep out
I
there.
I never was
some
there
Some sleep
the
out there. And they've had local judges who get it, and they'll have some like hillbillies like Steve try to go against it in court of law.
Look at my people do. They grow fucking wine
Look
and cherry
that.
Tomatoes.
Nice.
They invented the mafia. Hate crimes in general.
You guys are fucking building huts.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they had local judges, and they were like, hey, you got to get these out of here. They're not zoned for it. And the judge is like, so what happens? And they're like, for our religion, we have to build these things. We do it in the back of the fucking office buildings. Who cares? It's just a parking lot. It's our
Or next
lot.
To apartment buildings.
Or next to apartment
next
buildings.
To Pratt
so
Pratt
some of these places, the judge will be like, okay, I see what's happening here. You're not zoned for this. So you have 8 days to take that down. And that's when the holiday's over anyway. Like, they're like, control the media, control the fucking press.
And who do you think got the 8 days in? You think it was 7 days and all of a sudden some fucking extra congressperson or you know,
the 8th day.
Councilman was like, Councilman Schwartz, what do you think about this?
And they were
like,
not just be a week.
8 days is good to me.
Weekend another day.
You know, because they have to, you got to give them an extra day for holiday, for Sunday to rest. So 8 days, get it down.
Sometimes getting up after
I don't blame you, dude, but I'm just saying it was very like strange.
Councilman Renazizi was like, well, make it two.
Yeah, I'm like,
fuck this
San Gennaro's like 8 days.
Can I give a tip to San Gennaro to the people? So bite size.
I'll fucking
things.
Kill you.
No, it's
okay.
A real one.
Okay,
bite size things. They only give you a half a sausage sandwich
or
a whole sausage sandwich.
It's overboard.
And you're trying to give me a taste.
Can
it's
I tell you something right now?
You asked me to.
Look, where's my camera? Inflation.
It's
okay. I went to San Gennaro in 1999 to 2001. Okay, you got the full sausage, but now inflation, dude. Everything's more expensive, so now you're getting half sausage.
I know. I don't mind
that.
I'm saying I want
smaller.
Quarter sausage.
Oh,
I
you
want to
build
a
small
quarter sausage, quarter hamburger, quarter chicken parm.
You're such a fucking pussy, dude.
It's a street festival. That's a street
guess
food.
What?
It's spilling. They're too big. It's too big. It's too much.
It's not too much, dude.
Give us little bites.
You need 3 bites to understand if it's a good sausage and peppers or not.
Nick, you're talking to someone who literally has pizza
ready?
On their shirt.
Watch. The first one's hot. It's sizzling in your mouth. It doesn't even count. It doesn't even count, right? The second one,
how many,
and you get the extra bread, and you're like, this is fucking good.
So then get another
3/4
one.
3/4 away. Okay. Now you're like, is it good or is it not good? the last one. It's fucking delicious. I love this place. There you go.
Can you
if
even...
I get down to a bite size, like, I don't know, it was so hot the first time, I don't know.
But,
and you don't even
but
know.
You're
but
full.
Now you know,
but
dude.
You're full.
Then well, you that's can't... not my problem. You stopped at fucking Sal Sausage Place. You didn't go down to fucking Alphonse Sausage Place.
No, but I'm saying, you want a meatball? What about a meatball?
Well, you know, I'll get a meatball too.
But for us non-Italians with normal appetites.
We don't have normal
appetites.
So
you won't even go to the council with my idea?
No, dude. No.
Bite size.
That is the dumbest idea I've ever heard
of
you tell in my life.
San Gennaro.
Yeah,
okay?
Full portions and half portions. That's it. That's
no
all we're saying.
One, there is one.
full portion, half portion. So instead of a half a sausage, half of that.
Okay, yes. Look at the people working sandwich. These things. It's usually a 70 to 100-year-old person
they give me
who
half.
Only know how to do one fucking scoop. One scoop they've been doing their whole life. One scoop. Yeah. Since the fucking
no,
goddamn depression.
That.
One scoop
Steve,
off, one scoop off.
They do
off,
it,
dude.
And then they cut it after.
How about this?
Someone else could cut it, but...
How about the new idea? No more Italians.
No more Italians.
Oh, my God, dude.
I love it.
Good
hey.
Luck with art, music, fucking...
Look, you have this talking about?
I mean, give me a break. Forget architecture.
Things of the past.
Give me a break, dude. You can have a lifeless life.
Just pulls out a book on the Roman Empire. Here's the deal.
I hope you have some of the stonework down here. Okay? I know who didn't do that stonework. Okay? Youssef didn't do that stonework. Okay? Colangelo did that stonework. Give me a fucking break here.
I find half the amount of Italians.
No, I'm
just
not saying-
half the amount of fucking San Gennaro orders.
I think that the full San Gennaro order, you go, you pick two things you want, and
see,
that's it.
We independently feel that. I didn't know he felt this way until he brought it up.
Oh,
but
you
I was like,
guys,
dude,
not
I don't
right?
fucking like take
too
you
much.
To the
no,
man
I
on
sorry.
This one.
Sausage sandwich, meatball sandwich.
How could you
There's
have too much
sandwich?
Of a great thing? I don't understand how that works.
Because you know how like
they're
have...
not charging you double.
Go back. One bite size for three, two for five.
Get the 2 for $5. You don't know.
And a regular
no,
food festival does that where they go.
Food fest. You want to try a little of everything.
Like. You're like, oh, I want to try this, and I also still have enough left over to try this and
yeah.
that. Get some Korean barbecue, get a burger, have a chicken wing.
You do
wing.
Sound like a girl right
you
now.
You can
though.
Take your Korean
yeah.
barbecue.
I want to try some.
You can take your Korean barbecue,
bite.
And you can fucking throw it off the fucking Hudson
I don't know why
River.
You're against just letting us go slowly to get
but
to the same place you're going.
More is what we're
you
saying.
You can order
okay,
a whole
I'll tell you this.
One.
I've never been to a Middle Eastern place where they didn't hand you a whole falafel and a whole fucking thing. It's like,
that's
there's
not
no
true.
Half
no, that's
portions.
Exactly not true. You can get one falafel.
You just
from a
made
Mezza
up,
plate,
dude.
From a Mezza plate.
Yes.
You can obviously get one falafel.
Mezza, the
your
whole idea.
Whole
there's a whole, there's a
you
place
just
named here,
up
Mezza
a Middle
place.
Eastern restaurant that you've never
I've only ordered... full plates.
The wrong people to bring up.
That's it, bro.
Yeah. It's all small plates.
All small. You can take Hey, Feast of San Gennaro. You're about to drop further down in the whites.
No, you're not.
You're about to
no,
drop
you
below.
You never
Arabs.
Will, dude.
Unless
I'll tell you what right now.
Pieces.
Not as long as I'm alive, all right?
No Italians, replace them with Arabs.
I'll tell you this. We do the prefix menu better than anybody else. And you want to talk about a prefix menu? You want to talk about a fucking soup or salad, appetizer, main course, and dessert? We do it better than anyone. We have
like
multiple
an angry
options.
Olive Garden
commercial. No, fuck you, bro.
We got your fucking
I don't
soup.
Want to hear. And I'm telling you, and it's not going to be overwhelming. It's going to be just as much as you want, but it's going to be fucking bountiful.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So my point is this, Ari. You go to a San Gennaro festival. You know what's out there. You know what you want. You already know. You're not going to get something new. So you go, I want sausage and peppers. You don't want a fucking half portion. You want a full fucking sausage and peppers. And you got that's a day for, and might I quote, the great Robert Kelly, a bang bang. You got to get a sausage and peppers, and you got to get a meatball hero, and you got to get a fucking cannoli, and
oh
you got to cry your way home, dude.
Dude, we're so far apart in negotiation. I'm at a quarter, and you're at a whole.
And
I'm saying
added
half
two more
much.
Whole sandwiches.
I'll give you a. Okay, so
a third. How about a third? You
let's
a third.
Say the,
hey,
the normal Italian
Can
bread for these
one?
Sandwiches are like what 7 inches, 6 inches, right?
Yeah,
okay. The size of my cock. So you split that in half. I'll give you half of that meatball, half of that chicken parm, eggplant parm, whatever
okay.
you want.
Chicken
That's
parm.
A whole hero and a cannoli for $17.
The price is not the issue. The price is price it however you're going to price it.
But
it's
still lower the price.
That's hella high.
No. What?
That's high. 17.
12.
Sandwich?
15.
12 bucks.
Cash only.
$13.50. Venmo.
No, we're not. Nobody's 50 yet.
No one wants change.
On Venmo,
Nick.
You can. There's
Nick,
no real change.
Nick. Nobody wants change.
13 then.
So it's fine, dude. And that's enough. That's a full meal. I used to go down there for a break during like work, San Gennaro, and eat a full like sub
wow.
and a beer and walk around in a beer. You could drink on the street in Mulberry. Like during
wow.
San Gennaro, you could drink on the street during the middle of the day. It's the greatest. It's like Mardi Gras.
That's
I just
how...
wish you could eat more for a reasonable price with portions that make sense.
It's fine.
So listen, if you're even if you're Italian, I offended you. Donate to my help me.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Because I want. It would be great to have more than 15 because I want to pay people fairly. You know, because a couple people are like, "Oh, I'll work for less," and I'm like, "I don't. I want everyone to work for whatever their normal rate is."
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And like I want them to enjoy it and not be like, oh, "I'm doing this as a favor," or whatever. You know,
what
like,
day of the week you doing it?
It's Tuesday, I believe.
So that's not the worst. It's yeah. Okay.
That's another thing that you can't really get with a lower budget is a prime time night and time.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Were you telling
right.
your budget for the venue part? He's like, Friday and Saturday's yeah. out. Thursday's no most way. Likely
log
out.
On the fire. I'll be right back.
Okay.
But,
oh, damn, that's right.
Yeah. So you were able to just kind of pick wherever you wanted.
Yeah. Find yeah. a date. Reserve a yeah. date.
But I had to kind of be like, okay, let's... But it makes you get creative. So you're like, okay, what about a venue that looks like this? If I'm going to go smaller with a kind of like cool old New York look and...
No, Zinc Park's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I like it there. It's got like a good vibe.
Have you ever gone to see music there?
No.
It's cool, dude. It's
I went cool. at the beginning of a show when we were talking about it and I was like, I should stay for this. And then I just kind of didn't. Yeah.
It's one of those things I've only been dragged in there by chicks. Right. And it's like, as soon as I get it, I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It's just jazz in New York at night. Like in the summer, yeah. you like stop in for two drinks.
That's what I love about it. It's like places and, like that mm-hmm. exist in New York in like random little areas. We're like, do you guys know this was here? And then you just
yeah, and there's like 12 people in there a yeah. lot of times. They're all just fucking chilling. And yeah. then they'll be like, guys, very special guest. We're lucky to have him. Please yeah. welcome. And then it was like, oh, and it's somebody
yeah.
you've never heard of.
Yeah, Bill Stapleton, everybody. Bill
Stapleton, like, oh.
And you're like, should I know that guy? It's like, oh, he's been he's a legendary New York jazz drummer. And you're like, oh, okay,
oh,
yeah. And
then, wow, we're doing it.
Yeah,
we're doing it.
Everyone
New York.
Else is excited, so me too, you know. But I like places like that, you know?
Yeah.
God,
New York's cool. It's so fucking disgusting.
It really is. I was going to do the special in LA initially, but I'm like, I can't figure it out like I can here.
Where were you thinking in LA?
That's the thing. I don't know. We were like, let's try and find a small theater, but it's like even the small ones are going to be more
yeah.
than you want to pay.
That's
and it's
cheap.
Just,
yeah.
It's became a whole, and to be able to do one on a Tuesday in a city that busy is like, you still are better off than, you know, doing one in Los Angeles on a dead weeknight, you know?
Yeah.
So just made,
no, New York's awesome every night.
Yeah. It yeah. made more sense to do it here, but...
8 o'clock and 10 o'clock?
8 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
I think Tuesdays are actually my favorite night because it's only the fucking degenerates that are out.
Yeah.
Tuesdays are a good
yeah,
night.
Comedy yeah, comedy fans will want to go.
Have you noticed Thursday shows have become better than any night of the week?
Thursday, you think so?
I mean, I don't know if you're doing Sundays, but I only do Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And Thursday show, I'm talking...
Yeah, degenerates.
The last 10 out of 13 weekends I've done are better. Now, Thursday is probably like the same as Tuesday. Degenerates, yeah.
Yeah, because who yeah. goes out? Who doesn't just wait till Friday?
They want to come out.
People yeah, that go there. Out like 3-4 nights a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
They
yeah.
do whatever sometimes,
yeah.
and then
not
like,
as many, but there yeah. are they are there and they're psyched. Yeah,
Sunday
they're better.
Night shows in the city are good too.
Sunday night shows,
yeah,
and they're way better than like.
They've always been good. Even at the store, it was always like industry night. It was like bartenders and waitresses yeah. who worked on the weekends. Who?
Sin? Service Industry Night?
Sin.
Isn't that what they call it?
I guess, yeah.
What were we talking
you
about?
You forgot.
Yep.
Shooting at New York versus LA or,
yeah,
or something
New York's
like that.
So fucking cool,
or on the road or whatever. But yeah, dude, I didn't think I'd raise even $5,000. But
me neither.
Just like, yeah.
I thought I was getting my money back. I thought it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like,
I'll do it.
I'm actually having a problem that I thought. I thought this was like you announcing that you were giving us back the money
yeah.
that I gave to you.
Can we have a failed GoFundMe campaign? Just getting ready to be like, guys, we didn't make it, so you're all getting your money back.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So we couldn't do the movie.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just going to move on to another project. You're all getting your money yeah. back. I just want to make the announcement that I failed publicly.
I think I signed up for the. I want my name in the credits producer package. I think I.
You know, they told me I'm not allowed to give away perks and things like that on the website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, you're what? Selling shit on their website.
They're like, you're not allowed to trade. You're not allowed to say if you donate your promise. They're like, you can like away
oh,
from
well,
here
yeah.
on the platform.
So I'm gonna like, contact just, my lawyer in the
I'll
morning.
Just write down all the names of the.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah, you're not allowed to have any of that on here.
What do you want
to
have?
Well, I was
you
like,
had,
well,
like levels, like a Patreon level, like
yeah,
almost.
Yeah. Like if you donate this much money, you'll get like a downloadable yeah. copy of the special for you, because it's going to just go up for free on YouTube. Like, you know, no one's going to fucking buy it, and
yeah,
more visibility there than anywhere else, and that's just where everyone's doing it now. So I was like, all right, you can have a downloadable copy with like bonus material that I would cut out of it, and then. If you like the next level up was you'll get like a producer credit just for like for fun. And then the other one was I don't even remember now. I have it all written down somewhere.
Do you want to direct this bitch?
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
For $4,000.
You want to be co-director?
I don't give a fuck what you do. Point a camera at it, don't, whatever.
So it all led up to the for $1,000 or more. And for the oh, I remember. Like $200 and above was like you'll get 4 free tickets to a show when I come to wherever you live.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then whatever, like the poster for the show or something like that. And then $1,000 or more, I will mow your lawn or wash your car when I come to your city. And we can video, we can like
what
video
about
it.
The, what about in the winter? You're doing it.
Shovel your driveway.
Shovel yeah, your driveway. Shovel,
yeah. Whatever the equivalent is. Yeah.
Shovel your driveway sounds like a sexual term.
Yeah. I mean, like, look, dude. Yeah. Here's the deal. If yeah. I'm in Wisconsin, right? It hasn't snowed. I don't give a fuck. But I'm into also swinging and cucking.
Yeah.
I want this guy to fuck my wife.
Yeah. So,
so I
how
want
do
you
do
to
it?
Shovel my wife's driveway.
Yeah.
Shovel my driveway.
Nick, you performed tonight. What a wonderful show. Thank you so much for the poster. We've already hung it on our wall.
yeah.
I
yeah.
want you to shovel my wife's driveway. No, 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 no.
Like, great. Where's the shovel?
It's right. No, no, no.
No, no. We both know what I'm talking about.
What do you
about.
Mean?
It's her driveway.
There's a lot of snow out there. I figured I could just...
No, no, that driveway. That's I got
a
plow, dude. You
and
see my truck?
On there.
I take care of that myself. I plow my own driveway.
So you have a driveway in the back.
I need you to use your cock shovel and plow my wife's driveway pussy.
Oh.
See that right over there? So you need to plow her puss with your cock.
I think I see where you're hinting
at. To clean
at.
It out to I make mean, sure that everybody's happy. And everyone's getting out in the morning.
I can read between the lines.
10-4.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Hey, that's
so
another
that
package.
Is a good way to raise some money.
That's
for
a great
special.
Way to raise some money.
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
I looked like you, I'd do that too. If I could come with fucking
GoFundMe
you know,
calls the cops.
Fit,
this guy's handing
hair.
Out prostitution on her website.
Look again. What is he? What do you want? Kickstarter? I want my money back. Kickstarter. Someone, Nick Youssef. Yeah. Swindle me into fucking $3,000
yeah, yeah, yeah.
directing Nick Youssef's special on Kickstarter.
Can we make a like a lower than normal category where the, yeah. you're like, you like they have to touch a piece of your human shit? They still get
Why
to.
Would
can we short Kickstarters and or GoFundMes now? Like if this guy doesn't raise the money, I get $500.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
some money
can
back.
We do that now? Like,
some money back
like,
on the. On
if
the,
I
on
see
the...
a Kickstarter, like so and so, fill in the name.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
doing a special and they want to, like, this guy's never raising this money.
Yeah.
I want a short that I guarantee you, if he doesn't raise that money, I want $200.
So, a Kickstarter is to pay you?
Whatever. Kickstarter, DraftKings, this kid's
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
parents,
yeah.
whatever. Someone's
got to
pay me. I went on a limb here.
You went on a limb. And that's
and
the
I
important
gotta
thing.
I got to get fucking.
You should
paid
get recompense.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, that's America. I get that.
Yeah. I want to, you know,
oh,
if we can short.
Yeah.
It's
how
like
do we
stock.
Do that? So you can find out losers who are like trying
yes.
for shit.
Here's how I thought about that. I yeah. played in a golf tournament. Well, a buddy had
double
a buddy of mine
bet.
Had a golf
side
club.
Bets basically.
It was a member guest, and we played there, right? And he goes, "I was his guest," and he goes, "Get there early for the betting." I go, "Oh, interesting." What do you get? So they had all the matchups. So you played other people there. So it was a member and a guest played another member and a guest.
Okay.
But you could see other member guests, and you can bet. On their match with your money.
Wait, what?
So you can like oh. basically like it would almost be like if we were like, oh, you two were gonna battle and whatever. We were all battling for basketball, whatever. But I knew you two were playing each other. I'm like, there's no way fucking Ari's gonna beat Nick. I could bet on Ari as a sub thing.
Yeah.
To that, you know what I'm saying? Like right. That had nothing to do with your golf match. You can bet on
oh,
other people's
funny.
Golf matches.
That's fun. They allow you to like, oh, no way.
Yes, they showed it. Yeah.
That's
so
fun.
You just
great.
Do that with people's Kickstarters.
So now you do that with people's Kickstarters.
Oh.
I do not think this person's Kickstarter.
Yeah. I bet you $100 they don't get to.
I've seen
no
his
way
plan,
in hell.
Seen his friend group. I don't see it.
Exactly.
That would be a fun.
Shorting. It's like stocks.
Yeah, yeah. So you just basically.
I mean,
do...
look, I don't know the percentage of Kickstarters and or GoFundMes that actually make their fucking mark.
A lot of them do.
I'm going to say the ones, I'm going to figure out the ones that don't.
Airbnb is a Kickstarter.
It started it, yeah, yeah.
And it worked.
There's a bunch of companies that started.
That's where the fees are. The fees are paying back the shorts.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
They have to pay back Kickstarter?
The people that invested.
There were people that invested as a Kickstarter and Airbnb and now get money on that?
Yeah, they got to pay it back.
But in perpetuity.
I don't know that.
Do you know what that means?
Forever.
Forever, yeah.
I just read my third book of the year.
No way.
Congratulations. What damn, it's August, dude.
Yeah.
What book?
The Phil Mickelson book. The unsanctioned Phil Mickelson book. And now I'm reading the Dave Grohl book.
I didn't know he wrote a book.
That's yeah, I cool. mean, yeah, he wrote a book.
Third book in a year?
No, this year.
Wow.
This is January.
What was the first book?
Hold on. What did I read in the beginning of the year? Oh, the Yankees history. I have it upstairs. The unsanctioned.
That's
and then I read Ari's book last November.
What book?
The Mistakes Were Made, But Not By Me. I read that, but that was meaty.
Who wrote that?
No. It wasn't that one.
Mistakes Were Made, But Not By Me. That's the one you told me. You were like, hey, my fan said you should
read
this book.
Yeah.
Which was like, took me forever to get through.
I don't even know what that is.
But ever since that, I'm like, oh, I'm just reading fun books now. But then I read my third fun book. But anyway, yeah. By the way, perpetuity fucking killed both of you.
Yeah, anyway, that's what the fees are for at Airbnb.
Okay.
Still a good company.
Dude, imagine you were like the person that were like, oh, I'll give $50. This sounds like a good idea. And now you're getting fucking what?
Paid.
Crazy.
For a long time.
I'm saying.
Wow. Now I want to go look through Kickstarter to see if there's any of those sort of donate $50 and then you're like an investor shareholder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paint a fucking mural on somebody's wall and get just paid in stock options forever.
Yes. Damn. Well, I wish I could offer that for my special, but I can't.
Pubes. A little less. So you have to, on your ticket, as you come in, they touch pubes on your hand.
That's yeah, we'll just idea. Dip yeah. it in, put a little glue on the ticket.
What's a regular donation? $10? $20?
It honestly can be any number.
Steve, get 50.
It can be $1 or
so
thousands.
Let's say a normal is $10. Then
oh,
if
wait,
they
are you
get
asking
a pube
the
on
average?
Them. No, I'm yeah. Oh. But I'm saying, let's say, like, here's what you should pay. Let's say you should pay $10. But they're like, I will give you for $7, but you have to put one of my pubes in your hand.
Wait. $7.
Instead of 10.
And you have to put one of
Nick's pubes on your hand. So you get $3 off, so it's a less valuable ticket.
Someone was like, hey, I want to donate to your thing. I want to give you $10. And I go, hey, man, hold on to three of that, but also hold on to
this
pube. Back this. Of their hand. Back
How
of their
many
hand.
Pubes you got, dude?
You're going to have plenty.
Hundreds.
You could pull some belly hairs if you needed to.
Got a couple hundred
Some of the
of
ones
those.
At the bottom over here are like tangled up. You know, I don't know how you, but you could. They could pass as pubes.
Yeah.
That's good.
I could comb it all down, make it look like one runway.
Nick, what are you the most jealous of Steve over for this place?
I think the whole thing, to be honest.
That's solid narrow down.
I think the privacy is great.
Is nice. I like the
I've killed so many people here. There's so many people buried in the yard.
The
here.
Screams would just go like the they, birds would go
this,
what
ready?
Another
yeah.
Fuck you.
They would just get lost in the ruffling of the trees.
Nobody hears it, dude.
Yeah.
It's gone, bro.
Mine is the drawer space in the kitchen. There's just so much space
That's
for
a good one.
For cups and you had two different cup shelves.
There's a lot of cup that. Shelves. But
oof.
The thing I'm most jealous about you guys is the fact that you can get the fuck out whenever you want to. I'm tethered here, guys. This is it. This is I'm not going anywhere.
Dude,
you guys
this is
still,
a place to not
Nick
be able
bikes
to go
wherever
from.
He wants. Sometimes he bikes extra. Sometimes he can go to all but if he kept biking on fucking Canada. Good luck, Nick. We'll talk. Nothing's going to change in your life. Ari, you know, you got the dog. Get comedy. Me, I'm grounded here, guys. So I got to build a nice little thing where I'm grounded so I could, you know, not go crazy.
Yeah, it's nice. This would be a nice place to get snowed into, though, and like go nuts, kill like one of your kids.
Yeah, like The Shining.
Yeah, yeah. Like The Shining.
It is a cool. We got a driveway that goes down from two different directions, so you can send one kid from one way and one kid from another, and then they collide in the middle.
They joust.
They don't joust, but they like joust with the, yeah, they joust on their sleds.
That's
they
so
come
funny.
Straight down the middle
and spear each other.
Yeah,
that's great.
They joust on their sleds coming down. They play chicken on the sleds.
Yeah, dude, this is one of those. This is like the thing you work for in your head. You're like, I'm gonna have a house like this.
Yeah,
it's gonna be multiple stories and trees and privacy,
and that's it. And yeah. And internet.
And then now you have that. Yep. So now what?
Good night, everyone.
Thank you for
yourself. Yeah.
I got it. It's
good
over.
Night, everyone. Thank you so much. You know how Argus runs? Why Argus still runs, and that's what makes him happy? Yeah, that's yeah. Whatever yeah. it is that, yeah, being here makes me happy. Being with
you're
these
gonna
fucking
get so
idiots.
Fucking fat, dude.
Bro, let me
you're
tell
gonna
you,
be fucking soprano here's, fat in no time. Late
okay,
soprano.
Let me bring it down
here
right now.
Let me bring it down. Ready? Here we go. Last year I moved here. It's been over 1 year and 1 month. So July 1st, 2021, I weighed 175. Okay,
it's a normal amount for somebody 5'11.
Yes,
yeah,
6 foot. 2020, and then it was like, you know, you get to the winter, and it's not the Cali winter where you're out all the time walking and stuff.
Yeah, no winter.
So now you're up to 195, but you're like, it'll come down
based on what?
On its own.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. You guys asked me two questions at the same fucking time. I can't answer two questions.
Okay, we'll do it again. It'll come down. Ari, go.
Hold on. Let me just do the part where I said what I said first.
Okay.
So, right. You know, and you go from what you're like 175, and then you're like, the winter comes, and you go up to 195, but it'll come down.
Based on what information are you saying that?
I don't have that information. Based on the fact that I know it, like, I usually gain a little bit of weight in the winter, but then it comes down in the fucking summer. But not normally the amount of weight that I gained already. What was your question?
My question was just all on its own.
What does that mean?
The weight just goes
just
away.
Just goes away. Yeah.
By summer,
like
you do more in the summer or springtime than okay. you do in the wintertime.
Okay.
Therefore, I
you're
thought it was
walking
come
in
down.
And out from the grill to
yes.
the inside.
But what happened was now
cookies.
In the spring.
That's a lot of walking.
In the spring. Like I started grilling more and eating like I did. It never came down
never
to back
down.
To 175.
Yeah, that's the issue.
So now I float around 190. But I feel like in 4 years, if we stay on this trajectory, going
you're,
to your
you're
point,
fucked.
You'd be like 450
like,
pounds.
No, it's not.
Oh,
dude, you
did I do my math wrong?
For an Arab and a Jew, you guys did horrible
percentage
math.
Percentage wise,
there, okay?
280. 280 by percentage
is
wise.
Is it really percentage?
No, it's not percentage
wow.
wise.
How many years did you say?
Four years.
Yes.
It's not 280.
So
it's 10 pounds a year.
15. 170 to 190?
A geometric rise.
What is
the math?
The oceans aren't raising that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you factor in global warming.
No, because 15 pounds, but now the next percentage like, over is like 18 pounds the next year because you had more weight.
No,
and then
no.
it's like 22
it's
pounds.
15 per year.
And so what are you at now? 190.
But then you're even slower this year. So it's going to be more than 15.
280, dude.
I'm good to go.
The
what are you saying?
You
260?
Last year.
No. In 5 years from now, I'm going to be 2.
Okay.
Two fifteen.
In 5 years.
That's a possibility.
Okay.
I can see that happening.
Do you want to do a fucking long term bet?
Can I ask you what a possibility is?
What do you weigh right now?
Right now, it's not good. It's like 185. It's about as bad as it's going to be. Yeah.
I want to kill myself hearing that.
It got up to 200. I got it down. But
yeah, but you eat Indonesian food.
Barry goes on crash diets.
Yeah,
I'm up to 185.
He's like,
I don't eat
stuff
that comes out of a package.
Exactly.
And water or something.
Exactly.
Like, hello, dude. Have you ever been to a gas station?
I'm saying, is this a possibility?
Go ahead.
The five-year plan. Because what you said is a possibility. Is this a possibility that during that 5 years, at some point, you will have weighed 300 or more?
Dude, I'll tell you this right now, and you can keep this on whatever fucking film.
I don't think three.
I hope all the cameras are running. Are all the cameras running here?
Yep. I think 250.
Are all they running? Here's what I know right now. I'll never in my life weigh 300 pounds.
Okay.
So can we just say that right now?
Can I just say,
it gets away from you.
Can I just
it gets
say,
away from you. It
okay.
gets away
go
from
ahead.
You.
Go ahead. Get
can
away
I,
from
can
me.
Can I just say,
She won't let me, dude. She won't fuck me. And I love to fuck too much. So look, dude, it's a problem. All right. She already warned me a little bit.
I'll say it again. Okay.
No, she hasn't warned me like, hey, you're getting there. But like, she's just like, hey, fat is not like cool to me.
Like, really gross. Was like, hey, Steve, you know, I saw this. I saw this super fat, disgusting, unsexual guy at the supermarket today. Just like, you should know, I just saw it, and it was like disgusting.
She's told me
unsexual.
Bald guys have been cute, and like Jack Black is like funny and cute, but like nobody wants, like, whatever, dude. It's the point is this: yeah. I'm never gonna be 300 pounds. That I know for a fact. And so, you can put that.
I could see him
to
reaching.
Bed.
It gets away from you. You get up to 240. You live like that for like. Oh shit! It's not going down. After about a year, then you have a one bed and like, ah, fuck, 270. Hold on, and then you really try to work it down, but now you can't.
Okay, so here's what I'll say:
just say
barring
you get down to
260, catastrophic injury and/or a back injury.
Barring that,
but I
you're
will
saying
never,
that makes it in play.
Those are more likely
because
each year.
You're telling me right now, if I became a fucking,
those are more likely every year. An injury,
catastrophic injury.
Yeah, where I had to like be like. In a wheelchair, bedridden, something like that.
Well,
you know,
then,
twist
then
it
you're getting a 400.
Yeah, wait. So you're going to just eat tons more laying there? Border meat.
Look, dude, if your point is, okay, I'm going to take two things here. If your point is this,
yeah,
that could I get to 400 pounds
three.
In
with a catastrophic
4 months, okay, if I wanted to. If that's the direction we wanted
so
to go
fun?
In, honestly, dude, if that's the direction we wanted to go in, it would be, I would blow your fucking mind how quickly I would get there. But
it would be so fun to do that.
Yes, but the other thing is like, I'll never get there because I know that I could get there in 4 months. Therefore, I know I will never get there.
In 4 years.
In my mind. Within 4 years.
I don't think, dude,
if I'm like 70 and like I'm like, then I'm going to get fat.
Yeah, if you're like Ari's age, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're like, fucking throw on a couple more pounds.
Who gives a shit then?
How much does like a fat guy weigh? Like a
now
like,
in America?
Like a fat guy.
320. Like,
320 is a fat guy.
Depending on the height, I mean, average height?
He's 6 feet-ish, probably around 6 feet.
There are multiple shows on TLC about fat people.
Right?
600-pound life.
Yeah,
my 1,200-pound twins.
That's another level.
Because people, because
that's entertainment.
Because it's for the 300-pound fatties to make them feel like I'm not fat, they're fat, even though they're fucking 300 pounds now. And so therefore, the fatty's now 325.
Who's like a fat guy, recent actor that was around 300 pounds?
Billy Gardell
was 300 or more.
I mean, I would. He's
he
a big
seems
tall,
tall
dude
though,
too,
right?
But he was
he
fat
seems like a
when
big
he was
guy.
On Mike and Molly's.
He'd be 350.
He's lost pounds now. Yeah, but like he was
Kevin
a big
James
guy.
Was a big guy.
Kevin James is a big guy.
How much did he get at? Do you think that was 300?
No, because he's not as tall as Billy Gardell. I don't think, but like he's still big, but probably around 250, 275.
Yeah.
Shane Gillis?
He's tall.
He is big, dude.
Yeah, but...
No, I mean, who's the fattest of the fat now? Well, Ralphie was...
Ralphie was. Oh. It might be Shane now. You might be right.
Yeah, who's like a famous, like... I mean, like
there's
a Philip Seymour Hoffman type kind of...
Earthquake. But Earthquake's not 300
pounds.
That's not 300 pounds.
No.
Yeah, I don't know who like a bigger...
Yeah, who's 300? What does 300 pounds mean? How big was your dad?
My dad was about 300 pounds.
300 pounds. Well,
so like
I mean,
290, 280 at the end. But we never really weighed him at the end. But yeah, like 300 pounds.
Didn't Diaz just say that you can't weigh yourself over 300? Because on a regular scale, the thing goes to 250.
I mean, do you remember
and
Diaz?
The small one goes to 50. So 300 is the most.
Do you remember
that can
Diaz
you.
In the karate outfit?
Oof.
He's 300 pounds. And
that's 300.
That's 300 pounds.
300 or more. Like
oh,
plus.
More. But that's like.
Yeah. I think like, Ralphie got up to 500.
Oh yeah.
At times.
Yeah.
He would lose 100
like
pounds
this.
And people would be like, dude, you look so good. And I remember going like, dude, I was new to LA and I was like, what?
I know. He was on that show.
He's humongous.
Yeah.
But he would do shit like we did today, like every day.
Oh
dude.
Yeah.
He made his own barbecue
that
sauce.
That was breakfast for him.
Like every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really can't.
I mean, obviously there's the jokes of Tommy and Bert. But Bert's neither one of them are even close to 300 pounds.
No.
And I don't think they ever were.
You don't
were.
Think so?
Bert's
no, I don't think
ever.
I think they're
Tom,
both over.
Mid
twos. I wish I could show you another picture. What?
No.
Bert and Tom are in the mid twos.
If I had a bet.
In the mid twos.
250, 260 Fat fuck.
Yeah, Tommy might have been a little bit more than Bert.
He's lost some weight.
Tom's shorter.
Recently.
Tom's a lot shorter than Bert. But, Tom's under 6 feet.
Any picture Bert's I've seen, he looked a little heavier than Bert. But I don't think either one of them were like round. Way over 300.
But Bert Bert has people on staff like controlling the way he looks on film.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait,
like they take pictures of him at correct angles and shit. All the people he has taking pictures, like they know how to do that. Or pull a little off, like in CGI.
Pull a little
live
like,
action CGI.
Yeah.
Or they
hold back
off?
They hold back pictures and then he's bigger and they release like pictures of like before one of his fluctuations.
So there's a time capsule burp, like what's going on? Like where he is right now is
we don't
in
know. He's shooting a few weeks worth of promos today. And so then when he has a fluctuation up, he's like, hey, use the backlog for memes and stuff.
Use the ones from six months ago. For the bus. Yeah. If you're gonna put a picture of yourself on the bus.
I had a friend
the side
ask
of a bus,
me to take
picture. I want
with
the skinniest picture you can I don't
right.
give a fuck.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want yesterday's picture.
I had a friend ask me to take a picture with him in the Santa Monica Pier. He goes, can you post this tomorrow and say it's today? So I can act to a girl like I was with you tomorrow.
Hmm?
So
say that again.
Like, it'd be like me and Nick stop by the beach on the way home.
Yep.
We take a picture of this or just here at this moment and you're like and then be like Nick don't post that till tomorrow because I'm gonna tell somebody I was busy tomorrow over at Steve's.
I thought it was
so you
like
get tomorrow off. It's like
I
interesting.
See
so same oh I thought thing, it was like oh I'm supposed to be somewhere else today you
no,
can't do this
just
today.
Pre,
got it.
You
want
to pretend to be somewhere tomorrow
yeah or next week or something. So that's what Bert does with these pictures. He takes pictures and then he will like say like, "Oh, look at where I am
that's
today."
Really
but
funny.
He, as he's, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but he's smart about it. Well, guys, it's the fucking nighttime. Steve, where are you gonna be?
Oh,
I didn't get to any
next.
Of that before. All with Nick. Nothing with Steve.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said I should have got to
it's,
that before.
It's hot. It's football season, everyone, so it's cameo fantasy football time for
Steve
Ranazzisi.
Bring in your new fantasy football league, everybody.
You know what I'm doing this year?
What?
This year.
Great chairman.
I find,
of fantasy football, you have a fucking...
I find horse races in the Middle East, mostly Dubai, because they're lawless there. They don't give... They run horses all the time, regardless of the heat.
They still go bareback.
And
whip them with
I
turbans.
Find horse races that have, like... You have 12 people. I find a 12-horse race. I give each person a horse. How the horses finish is how you draft in your draft.
That's
so
great.
That's this year's thing.
That's great.
Or I do, if I'm on the fly, if you need it the next day, I have my kids pick based on your names. So there's that. That's what I got going on right now. But I'll give some dates in a second. Hold on. Because Justin will kill me if I don't. Hold on.
I'm going to be in Philadelphia in October. This is Ari talking. We'll get back to Steve in a second. I'm going to be in Portland in November. And I think me and Big J are going to be doing a show in Las Vegas on September 21st, hopefully. Check out arishafir.com for tickets.
Coming in hot, Sacramento, Punchline, October 13th through the 15th. And then I'm hoping to try to like get into Skankfest on Sunday because I think it's in Vegas. So I'll go for the Punchline there. If I can
where
are
you Punchline where? There?
Punchline, Sacramento.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah, come down for Sunday.
Yeah, so I'll come down from Sunday, but I haven't been invited yet. Shout out to Big J and Lewis.
Lewis, somebody said the phrase that pays. I need two tickets.
November 5th, Rhythm Casino Resort in someplace, you know, in America.
The Rhythm is going to get you, guys. Get tickets now at steverenazzisi.com.
December 8th through 9th at Zany's in Chicago. 29th through the 31st, Louisville Comedy Club, which Ari said is cool.
I went
there.
It was cool.
Yeah,
it was cool. God, the fucking bugs, though. That's nice.
And then the fireflies come out.
Oh,
wow.
By the way, have you noticed my lights, what I did here? Behind us?
No, where?
You're raising them by the...
Watch.
Oh, these right here.
Oh,
that's cool.
Wow. On your phone.
Get a little dimmer. Wow, fancy.
Yeah.
So, if you, once you live... How long do you live here before, like, dumb fuck shit like that? It sounds interesting.
What do you mean?
Just the way you can rise and lower your lights.
Oh.
And how that actually brings you joy
to
in your life.
To anyone inside of that building right there, it is the most non-interesting thing in the world.
I think it's
the coolest fucking fun shit ever. And she thinks it's... If it was up to my wife, she'd have a cable box that you clicked. Like,
you know, with the buttons that click. Just take it out. Yeah. She hates all of it. She hates anything that's cool, anything that's fucking cool. She's such a fucking idiot. And she hates my car, hates my fucking cool car that I have, and she hates it, and I don't like that she fucking hates everything cool. And I show her, like, my Traeger. It's cool. Look, like, I look at my, cool. my phone.
I wanted that Pellegrino.
She's like, it's a fucking, it takes forever to heat up. I go, you're not cool.
But the way it makes chicken, it's worth it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she is like, whatever, just give me some fucking chicken from the store.
It's yep. so worth it.
It's like, you don't appreciate it. It's so worth it. It's fun to do, too.
I love it, dude. I love it. It's stupid, and it's,
no, it's, you know, great. It's,
but smoke. It's like, yeah.
What's the longest you've ever smoked something?
9 hours, pork butt. So everyone want, they go, wow. You can't do taco, pulled pork sandwiches. I go, dude, I got Hawaiian buns. I got pickles. I got coleslaw. I made my own coleslaw.
Oh,
and then at 7:30 in the morning, I had that pork butt on there. And at 5:15, I pulled it off. And then just for, like, it was a 9-pound pork butt, pulling it with the fucking, with the fork, just pulling it apart.
Awesome.
I had like 6 pounds of fucking, and it was awesome.
That's
that was the most, and I want to do a brisket. That's
brisket would be the best.
Turkey's like 6 hours.
What did you make with it?
With the pork butt?
Yeah.
Well, I go, you want any sides?
What were the sides?
I go, get your own fucking sides. I'm doing the fucking pork.
Yeah.
What were the sides I got?
You know, potato salad, coleslaw.
How are you spelling that?
Yeah. The slaw.
The slaw.
S-L-A-W.
No.
The first word.
Cole. C-O-L-E.
Okay.
Like
Cole Porter.
Yeah.
Cold slaw?
Were both hearing that, I think.
Oh, really?
I was like, what was the...
I'm retarded, dude. So,
I thought you were saying cold slaw, too.
Coleslaw. Maybe I was hitting the D. I don't know.
You're hitting it
but
hard.
It is a C-O-L-E.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, C-O-L,
cold,
yeah.
Cold slaw. Cold slaw. Cold,
hey, wait, you're saying slaw. D now.
I'm trying to say it like...
He's saying like you.
Like oh. you, but not fully, to see like cold...
I'm Italian.
Stop at the L.
Hey, Marissa, can you cut out the part where Steve said I was saying coleslaw with an E?
I was
like, literally cut that out of the video.
Wait a
minute. You can leave it in the audio. Cut it out of the video.
Is it
so that he never
C-O-L-E.
Offers an explanation?
It's C-O-L-E, right? Like Cole Porter.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know so Cole
yeah.
Porter?
Cut him
are you
saying
fucking
that
sophisticated?
Out. Cut him saying
who's
that
Cole
out.
Who's Cole Porter, Ari?
Don't
you know
let
you
him.
You know who Cole Porter is?
He's one of the top leading prospects.
No, he's not.
In the Yankee
he's a
organization.
Fucking musical theater genius.
Theater, Steve.
Cole Porter.
His daughter.
He did theater?
Cole Porter.
I thought it was he did like jazz or blues stuff. Or...
Guys, he could do whatever he set his mind to because he's a great Cole Porter.
Siri, who is Cole Porter? Also, what is cold slaw? Cole Porter was an American composer and songwriter. Thank you so much, you fucking queers.
But what kind
of... Many of the songs became standards of their time. Okay,
we're not arguing with you. We know he's some tough singer.
Yeah, he's not a jazz
douche. But he wasn't a theater guy.
Yes, he was. Learn about Cole Porter. Learn about twists and turns of Cole Porter's life. I don't want to do that. Oh, this is so stupid
now.
Like
I
lost my thing.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
No, he's all good, dude.
Oh, because coleslaw.
No, history, he's set up straight up in...
It's all right.
No, he did a great job
it's
in theater. He's a straight up theater gangster, dude.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. Support Nick's thing.
Thank you.
September 27th, go to
nickyusuf.com.
Hell yeah. Finally, somebody without a goddamn stupid comma at the end of their stupid fucking head website.
What do you mean?
It's always something comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Comedy?
I'm steveranazizi.com.
That's
shameless
smart.
Plug.
Yeah, it's a regular website. Why yeah. are people doing dot comedy?
It's like bigjcomedy.com.
Oh, yeah. Why?
I don't know. It's always Robert Kelly Live.com. Live's a big one people do.
But they're not live on the .com.
No, it's not.
And we, yeah. Just, yeah, yourname.com.
Joe that? List Comedy, I think, is one.
I could only see that if you had such a common name, like if your name was like.
Or also
you know,
if you were like a
John
dentist.
Smith.
You were like, I'm a dentist, but then it's like Joe
yeah.
List Comedy. If you
right.
want to go to the comedy part,
yeah,
you don't
yeah,
want to get
yeah.
confused with I'm going to
yeah.
part my dentist
yeah.
practice.
Yeah, you don't need molar work, right? Oh,
no,
then
no.
You want to go to
here's
yeah.
my joke.
Want to go to
Renegade Comedy? Why don't they like? Why don't yeah. they like get in business together, make money off each other? You know, maybe the dentist can play Joe's comedy in the waiting room.
Makes sense to me.
And Joe can refer yeah. people to him if they need medical.
They're fucking mangled teeth.
Needs.
He does crowd work a lot. Yeah. He can, you know, you have a mangled fucking mouth.
Yeah,
yeah.
Go to see Joe List's dentistry.
Huh.
It's awesome, dude.
All right. Good one. Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump in the pool again.
I am Steve. I'm still working on myself, but Steve still needs a little help. What's it mean? Why should I get out of bed? Am I the only Steve with a voice in my head singing, run, Stevie, run, Stevie, do what you can. Get your house and a car and some happiness. Call Stevie, call Stevie, be the best Steve you can be. And if it doesn't work, just try it again. But if you do it right, you'll be kicking back at night, saying, yes, I'm living the dream. I am Steve.
That's the episode, everybody. Don't forget, I got dates September 21st with Big J Okerson in Las Vegas, Nevada, September 21st. And then, I got this. October, staying first. October 20th through the 22nd is Philadelphia. Portland is November 3rd, 4th, 5th. Damn, I don't have many gigs. And December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th is Dallas. Dallas, September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I'll get more dates. I'll probably come to Florida in like February. Do something to break up the fucking calendar. And the Shroom Fest shirts are available right now for pre-order. Go to arishafir.com for those tickets and for the shirts, or my Instagram at arishafir.com. Guys, good episode. Good, fun, fucking shoot-the-shit episode. Let's appreciate Steve while he's here before he dies of heart failure. And let's appreciate Nick Youssef while he's here before he straps a fucking bomb vest to himself and walks into a fucking major metropolitan area. They're both solid friends of mine. I'm glad I have them. Support Nick's special taping and all special tapings in your area or wherever. Support live stand-up comedy. It's the greatest thing on earth. I'm Ari Shaffir. So long, everybody.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play. You bought today.